Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Float down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
To prime y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, touch the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone joining us here live in the forum tonight. It is December the 2nd, 2011, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So good to see everyone here. Just want to let you guys know, no matter where you're listening from, the chat room is open. It's open. So you're welcome to come on over and also join us in chat as well. If you don't know how to get there, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And just come on in. The Remix family is in there. They definitely will make you feel welcome. Lots of folks on the phone lines tonight. Good to see you in the house this evening as you're joining us here live in The Remix as well. So good to have everybody here, everyone here. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a long week. A great, amazing week, but a long week nevertheless. So it's definitely good to have the Remix family, have you guys here, and for us to get into the share tonight. So much to cover, so much to do. It's been a busy week, lots of things going on, lots of things. Interesting. Lots of things going on. And it's just good to have you guys here. So, okay, so definitely good to have you guys in the house. Sorry about that. Just had to send out a message. Good to have you guys in the house. See everyone in the house, in the Remix house. Tonight we're going to be talking about it's getting hot in here. Fever, brews. And also herbs. So brews and herbs is what we're going to be talking about tonight. All of those things that happen once the body begins to heat up. We are in that time of year that I like to call brown sugar time of the year. And for the last couple of weeks, a lot of questions have come in through Question for Blue, where I do the readings at. And me and Sister Monya have gotten a lot of questions. I've gotten a lot of questions during the readings this week about babies and children and even ourselves, what to do, catching these colds, catching these coughs, and how to do it. So tonight is just going to definitely be that twist on how to begin to work your magic and to begin to work your magic and know your magic, to use brews and rituals and herbs to really just kind of get into that particular energy so we can keep ourselves in the best place that we need to be, in that place of peace and balance as we continue to just move into this amazing time of the year as things begin to go dormant and we ourselves take ourselves into that place of stillness as well sometime during the year. So you know how we do. It's live in the Remix. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue and then we're actually going to get ready to dance a little bit. We're going to listen to a little bit of music just to kind of get things going. We're going to talk for a little bit because we are definitely taking a road trip tonight. We're taking a road trip, yes. And so don't worry, everybody will get to go. Tonight is the night you want to be in the chat room. So if you're able to get in the chat room and find yourself over here, you definitely want to come in the chat room so that you'll be able to go on the road trip together, because we're all going to be taking this trip together. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing it and doing it and doing it loud. And doing it wild right here in the remix. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to talk about things to come.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay, everyone. Let's see, we're going to listen to a little bit of music as we get ready to start to jam here this evening. And let's see, I didn't get a chance, you know, it's just been a busy day today. I didn't get a chance to really, really kind of get something. So I need something where we can actually move a little bit. I think this is definitely going to be a really good treat for everybody. So we're going to listen to this. And yeah, we're going to do this because I think that this is something really, really good here. Let's see. Let's see if we can find it here. This is going to be something that you guys will enjoy. You'll enjoy. You'll enjoy moving to this. You're going to enjoy moving to this. Let's see. Yeah. It's so much goodies over here. But we're going to listen to a oldie but goodie. You guys know this is one of my favorite songs. And I think that's what I'm going to play. Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. I think that's what's going to be right there. Yeah, yeah. We'll listen to that. But first, we're going to listen to a little bit of mind magic as we get ready to get into some mind things. And then we're going to go ahead and jam a little bit. And then we're going to get right into the share. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It's so good to be here with you. It's Friday night.
I'm a mind magician. I practice my mind on you magicians who condition your minds by keeping your thoughts confined in the confines of bad thinking. Then I'm linking God's thinking to your thinking, because the universe is blinking in your mind, but you're too blind to see the powers in your mind as the universe goes blink, blink. Use the magic in your mind. Blink, blink. Just say the universe is mine. The universe is mine. The universe is mine. The universe is mind. So I really don't mind if you matter, because I practice mind over matter. But what matters is the mind. So stop being blind to the fundamentals. All is mind, the universe is mental, and your mind is the most essential, most instrumental instrument in the orchestra of existence. For we exist in manifested thoughts, so we're a part of all the thoughts that we have brought into fruition. So to change our ill conditions, we have to change our mind's condition by reconditioning our minds. We need those with open minds to open up closed minds, and those with business minds to mind their business. As we remind each other to keep our minds full by being mindful of those who play mind games and use mind control to keep us mind stressed and leave us mindless, because they know God will bless the mind that's got its own. So get your own mind, because you can't own mine. But if you lose your mind seeking peace of mind, then don't worry your mind, because I will give you a piece of my mind. For in my mind, too many people are out of their minds, and they never keep in mind that if they lose their minds, that they can find their minds by making up their minds to follow a lead where shallow minds can't perceive or conceive the thoughts being taught in my schools, where minds rule flesh without distraction. For whosoever controls your thoughts controls your actions. So act on your thoughts by giving them thoughts, but thoughts guide the mind, and mind is divine. So don't give your mind to these blind politicians who have your mind conditioned to keep away from magicians like me. See, I'm a mind magician. An alchemist of thoughts, transmuting dense thoughts of precious thoughts and precious thoughts to perfection. I used to give my mind C-sections, just the C-sections of my thoughts. For I'm the heart of the art form, where cold minds get warm from staying informed by staying informed. but you've been misinformed to use my skin form to inform you of who I am. So your datum is wrong, for I'm not just a black man, I'm the man that made God to make man in my image, because I'm aging, imaging black. See, I'm that mental magician who became the first politician to run for mayor in Electric City. I won by 50,000 votes just to revolt against this false age where the power is gained by those in power of the people's minds and the people's souls, using religion to practice mind control, while they would hold the light by throwing the light in light bulbs and black holes, where black holes the light like my mind, to give light to your minds as I redefine lines to make you read the fine lines. So what will you do in a time without time where your mind is occasioned? You believe that this is the information age, but don't even know your information's age. For the page is protesting your free verse. So free yourself first before you and I verse about the universe's versatility in the university of life, where we write with the mind in the jungle of the mind, swinging on the vines just to prove we're divine. For the mind is divine where things intertwine. So life and death are in your mind. Free and slave is in your mind. For everything is in your mind. So to free yourself, just free your mind.
I'm a mind.
I'm a mind.
Woo, just love that. I'm a mind magician. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And welcome. We're live in the remix tonight. And Fever, it's getting hot in here. We're going to be talking about brews, and we're going to be talking about herbs tonight, and talking about them maybe in a way perhaps you haven't heard. The cool thing is we're going to take a little bit of a road trip, and after we take the road trip, we're going to come back and we're going to do some other shares. We're also going to be, if you guys want, when we talk a little later in the show, I'm going to be doing some herb readings. So I have all of my little herbs over here, and we're going to do some readings with herbs. Isn't that cool? It's going to be a lot of fun, as we do here on The Remix, always. So I'm getting myself set up. So what I need you guys to do is to just definitely keep doing what you're doing as we get ready to get ourselves into the share. And I promise you, it's going to be a good share. I really wanted to do this. I'm actually going to begin to, I actually kind of gave this presentation. Well, let me back up. Let me start from the beginning. Most of you guys know, you know I do the readings. If you're listening and this is your very first time, I want to say welcome to the remix. And if you're in the chat room and you're listening for the very first time, all you have to do is go down to the very bottom, click the sign in button, and sign up. Tell us who you are. Come in the chat room and you can participate in chat. The Remix family will make you feel welcome. So no matter what part of the world that you're listening from tonight, you can definitely come in. I know Switzerland hit me up and told me. Sorry, y'all. This is Baby Blue's phone. And I don't know how to cut it off. Isn't that something? Yeah. Wow. So much for parents, huh? Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. This is too wild. Wow. She needs to come get her phone. Okay, so anyway, anyway, where was I? Okay, so you guys know I do the readings. Okay, took care of that. That baby blue, I tell you. So anyway, I also do the holistic readings as well, too. And so some friends of mine that I know that I do this kind of work, well, kind of this kind of work, and they wanted me to do a presentation on some different herbs and things. So this is just sort of a fraction of some of the things that I shared with them. But being this time of the year, I definitely wanted to make sure that this was some information I passed on to you guys, too. It's a lot of good things in there to do, a lot of fun. You know, I keep it kind of psycho, sexy, cool. You know how we do. And so we're going to have fun with it as well, too. So you're going to get a portion of that as well, too, to do that. We may talk about using herbs in a way perhaps maybe you haven't thought about using them. I know you guys know about herbs, and I would love to hear you share about that as well, too. So we're going to be doing that as well, too. So that being said, there's still some things that I need to do. So what I'm going to do right now while we're getting ready, and I want you guys to definitely get yourselves ready to go on the road trip, because we're actually going to have to go, and I'm going to ask that you guys, we're going to be visiting somewhere, so I ask that the Remix family be on their best behavior. I hope y'all will be on your best behavior while we're over there, and we don't get kicked out. They won't invite us back, but... I know that you guys will. I know you guys will be on your best behavior while we go over there. We're just going to go visiting, and we're going to go over there. Everybody's going to get situated, take a nice little seat, and once we get all of those things together, then we're going to go just get into what we have to do, and then we're going to come back, So... we're not going to stay too long. We're going to go over there for a little bit, do what we got to do, and we're going to get on back over here. And so, you know, who knows? You guys may want to, you know, pick you up a little spot over there once we get there, too. You may like it over there and say, I might not need to get me a little spot over here. Okay, so here we go. We're going to listen to a little bit of music as we continue. This is just to kind of get us in that mood a little bit. It's kind of getting hot in here for me. I'm drinking a little bit of the triple goddess water right now, healing water. But we're going to listen to this, and then we're going to be back.
Bye.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're live in the remix tonight, and we're going to be talking about brews and herbs. Going on a little bit of a road trip there. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves as we get ready to get ourselves set up. And I just know, oh, yes, 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 we are just about ready to take our trip. We certainly are. It looks like things are all set up. And so I'll be giving you guys some directions here. Again, I want to give everyone an opportunity, if you're just now joining us in the forum, on what to do to get yourself ready so that we can do this. You definitely want to get yourself over to chat, because this is going to be too long of a channel for me to give out to you. So if you're there and you can actually come into chat, you definitely want to come into chat. Again, this is just going to be part one. It's so much information. We could be here for a lifetime. This is a complete study to really get into this. But I wanted to share some things for you, share some things with you that have been working, things I give out for the reading, and things that have been given out. So we're going to get ready. I know some of you are just now coming in. You're just now joining us here in the forum as well, too, joining us here. If you can get into the chat room, I'll give you a few minutes to do that. We're going to be talking about, it's getting hot in here, fevers. Things are moving. Fevers and things that are going on, or things that are happening. Things that are happening this time of the year. You know, when the weather changes, a lot of things with our bodies changes as well, too, depending on what part of the hemisphere you're in. For most of us here that's in the West, the temperature has cooled down. A lot of the things have begun to go dormant. These are some of the things that we've talked about as well in past shows. And I know we do a lot of the talking on the woo-woo, and you know how much I love the woo-woo. I love the woo-woo. Tonight, though, we're going to be talking about the woo-woo in a different kind of way. So we'll be talking about how to use some of these herbs that we're going to be talking about in some of these brews for medicinal purposes, for healings. For those of you who have had any of my holistic readings today, this week, you got a special treat for all of my holistic readers, because you were actually able to get some of these things that I'm giving out tonight. You're actually on some of these regimens already, and you're starting to do them all already as well, too. So that's a really, really cool thing. Most of you know as well, I am a holistic practitioner as well, and I actually went through Queen Afua's class, and a lot of things that I learned and took away from that training was not only how to pass that on to my family, first of all, first and foremost, myself, my family, but also be able to pass this on in my own holistic practice that I'm doing as well, too. Me and the Brother Soul also works together out of Chicago, and we put together what we call a holistic life plan. And for those who've been on the holistic life plan, it's a 30-day plan that we actually take you through all the different modalities using all the ancient systems for healing. This is a different kind of way we kind of put it together that's very unique. He's coming from a training that primarily comes from out of that of Dr. Africa, my training, some of it coming mostly from spirit, my ancestors, my family, and Queen Afua bringing all of these modalities together. It makes for a very interesting mix. So here's some things I wanted to share with you guys tonight that not only you can use, but you can also use it for your babies, your children as well, and also on yourself. So here we go. I'm going to get ready to give out the link. Now, I had to kind of hijack some help tonight. And what does that mean, hijack some help? Well, you guys kind of know I do everything kind of behind the scenes back here when I'm working the board in the room. I do all of this myself. But I had to actually hijack some help, and I actually hijacked some help from Brother I. And so I want to thank Brother I up front, because he allowed me to hijack him tonight to do this work. So you can have this. So I'm going to put the link in the room for you guys. And as I put this in this link in the room, then this is where I want you guys to meet me. Meet me right here. And like I said, this is way too much to channel. It's way too much. But this is the link. I want you to click on the link and have you guys meet me at the link. Isn't that neat? Meet me at the gateway of the link. Just meet me at that magical gateway of the link. Oh, I see you guys coming. I see you. I see you all down there. If you look at the bottom, you see all of the guests who are loading themselves up. This is going to be our magical, magical spot that we come. We got to be very nice over here. We got to be nice at this house over here because we're going to be using this a lot in a lot of upcoming shows. All right, so you guys see, I don't see many of you coming over there. Do you need the link again? Let me put the link back in the room because I want you guys to just come on over. Don't worry, it's enough room. Everybody grab a seat. Grab you a little seat over there. Grab you a seat. Have a seat, everybody. I see you, Esther. I see you over here as the guest. I know which one is you. Okay. Uh-huh. Yes, yes, you guys need to be on your best behavior. So as you guys come over, I don't think they're going to put everybody who's there, but I think we get a good representation of you guys. So, you know, right now, of just what we have in the chat room, I think it's just reflective. Maybe they do every 10 or every 20 people or something of that nature. But we're going to go through this over here. This is just a short little presentation that's here as well that we're going to do. This is just something I threw together. So what you mean you can't get in? Oh, you can get in, Transform Man. Just click the link. Click the link. Yes, you're on the first page. It's nothing else is going to be moving because I will have the magical wand tonight to move everything around. So once you get into the room and you see all your little friends there, your friends will be at the bottom. You'll see Brother I. He's up there. You see Brother I? And then you'll see Brews and Herbs, and underneath you'll see question4blue@gmail.com. You'll see that. So that's how you'll know you're in. And some of your friends who are sitting up front, these are everybody who got a front row seat. They're up there. Mm-hmm. If it's giving you some sort of error message, I would suggest that you try a browser such as Firefox. Try another browser to get in because I can assure you, you should be able to get in. Yeah, and then there's someone in the chat room. See, it's always the pros in the Remix family letting you know what does the error say and they can help you out. So, okay. We're going to get ready to get started because I trust that you guys are in. I'm going to put the link in the room one more time here. So this is the link in the room. And I don't even know. Do I want to try to get this link out? Like, seriously, y'all want me to say it? Oh, it's a long link with a whole lot of letters and numbers, and it's a lot going on. A lot going on. Mm-hmm. So if you copy and paste the link and put it in, and there's nothing you should do, don't put it inside the search engine. You have to put it directly up at the top in your browser. And if you put it up at the top in your browser, you'll be able to get in. So very good. Alicia's in. So good. I see you guys are in. I know Nancy is in. Yes, yes, yes. Mystic Mayhem is in. You guys are in. Uh-huh. Beautiful, beautiful. See you guys in. All right. So we're going to get started. I think this is safe to say that we can get started at this particular time. Like I said, this is just going to be some short things that we cover over here. So I want to say, here we go. Brews and herbs. This is what we're going to be talking about tonight. Me, Miss Blue. There, right there. So the first thing that I want to really, really sort of kind of obsidian is in, so definitely that's a good thing. The first thing that I want to talk to you guys about is it's really about things that we can do to really keep ourselves in the best position so that we don't sort of fall prey to, you know, having ourselves become sick, particularly this time of the year, for our children, even for ourselves, because it's really easy to do this time of the year. You know, the weather is changing, it's raining, it's cold outside, all kinds of things are going on. And when these things are going on, it's very easy to find yourself susceptible to coming down with those nasty flus and colds and things that can happen. And even us as magical brothers and sisters who know our magic, we can also find ourselves in this position. Now, particularly when it comes to children, why are we on slide two? It's okay. Particularly when we're with our children, it's easy for us to, it's easy for us when we're with our children, for our children to get sick. In fact, really, our children sort of kind of having different colds and viruses is actually a way that they can actually build their immune system. So some of these fevers that they're going to get, some of these little sort of things that they get, these little sniffles and sniffles and things that happen is actually going to be to help them, really help them to build their immune system. So it's not necessarily a bad thing or a horrible thing for them to get sick. All right, so here we go. All right, so now, next slide. We're going to be talking about the first thing that I want to share with you guys is what I like to call my triple goddess healing water. And so this is what we're actually going to be taking a look at now. So, next slide. I don't know, maybe my PC is moving kind of slow. Wait a minute. Let's see. But I don't see that slide yet. Do you guys see it? Do you guys see the triple goddess? Or do you see the triple goddess water, healing water yet? Oh, you guys see it. Okay, so I guess I'm the only slow one. There I am. All right, so mine's is not there. Okay, so let's talk about this and how you can actually make this. This was just something I put together just yesterday really quick, and I actually made some of this water. Some of these things you guys are actually familiar with, but I'm going to tell you sort of why this is actually called the Triple Goddess Healing Water here. Some of the components that you're actually going to need is you're actually going to need distilled water. You're going to need some parsley, some lemons, particularly three lemons that you're going to need, a rolling pin, and a knife. These are going to be your supplies. Let's look at all of the components that's in the Triple Goddess Healing Water. The first component that we're going to have is the Goddess Aset. And in this formula here, the Goddess Aset really represents a lot of those things when we begin to talk about the spiritual world and really getting into that aspect. She really represents or symbolic of a lot of those things that is on the spiritual plane, or really touching into those things. Now, water, we know that emotion plays a very, very important part of how things move through our body, how they do, all of our emotions, from those we like to claim to those we don't. So water is that fluid. It really is just moving, sort of like the energy of the goddess Aset. When you begin to think about her mythology and her story, how she moved through her life, everything that she's done, whether that was her connection as a nurturing mother or whether that was her undying love for her husband, Aset, or whether that was her forgiving love that she had towards her sister and her family. So you can see why water, and water also is symbolically as blue. When you think about the blue waters, when you think about looking at the ocean and the sea and being able to see this crystal blue water, this is where you're going to see this. So Aset is going to represent the water. So that's the blue element there that's coming into play. Now, Nethead, which is her sister, okay, is represented as the lemons. When we begin to think about Nethead, she's the goddess that typically you will see also with the hat. not the hat, I'm sorry, a chair on her crown. She is sort of called the goddess of the house. So she takes care of those things in nature. She takes care of those things in this natural reality. She is symbolic of that. She is symbolic of those things, the mistress of the house, the goddess of the house. She dealt with those things of magic. She dealt with those things of transformation. When it came to alchemy, she's the goddess that was able to take these things and turn them into that. So she's symbolic of representing the lemon. Now, when you take blue and yellow together, it makes the color green. Now, that's going to take us to the goddess Mayat. Now, typically, when you see the goddess Mayat so eloquently, she is the goddess of balance. That's one of the things, and we're talking about this on a particular level because there's so many things that all of these goddesses represent. But she is that goddess of balance, of bringing those things together. And this is what she's doing here in this formula. Typically, you will see in the hieroglyphs, and when you see the picture, you will see the face of the two goddesses coming together, standing side by side. You will see the wings of Isis or Aset. You will see also, you'll see Nephthys standing with her. You will see the goddess Mayat standing with Aset. You'll see more than one goddess coming together to bring that balance together. And the parsley represents this. I know many of you, whether you deal with these things or not, you are familiar with using the distilled water, which the distilled water helps to draw the toxins out of the body, especially when they're mixed with the lemons. So the lemons really help to pull these toxins out of the body. It does a lot more than that, and we'll get into some of those other properties that it does, but we know that it is great for detoxing, cleansing, really flushing out those different organs within our body and together with the water. So what's going to be added to this is the parsley. And parsley is actually known as the green goddess, because parsley can be used for so many different things. You guys see, I have one of my little glasses there, actually, that I just, it's sort of what I call my everyday glasses that I pick up from Pier 1 when they have a sale. And instead of taking my parsley and sticking it in the refrigerator, I keep it near the sink and just take a bunch and put it there. It does two things. One, it helps the parsley stay fresh so that you can use it. And it also reminds me, that I need to use the parsley. You know, parsley is a superb cleanser. It helps to cleanse out all the glands, your liver. It's excellent for the gallbladder. It does all of these things. It has a lot of vitamins, vitamin A, B. It has the B. It has chlorophyll in it. For your cells, it really helps with so many different things. It helps to alkalize the body as well. And parsley is one of those plants that you can actually use all parts of the parsley. So when you put this together, what you're going to do, we're going to go to the next slide. The next slide, what you're going to do is actually you'll see the presentation there. You see the parsley, you see the rolling pin, you also see the lemon and the knife. It's very simple for you to make this water and begin to put it together. oh, my goodness. Okay, so you also take this parsley, and what you're going to do, you're going to take your lemon, wash them off, try to get you some organic lemon if you can, and you're just going to slice the lemon up into nice little slices, just enough so that you can take the cap off of the bottled water, the distilled water, and you're just going to drop the lemons in. See how you can even look at the jug there? You're just going to drop it in. You're going to take the parsley. Clean your parsley off, and you're going to lay it down and take your rolling pin, and you're going to gently go over and roll over the parsley. It's what I call the Kraken. Just like in the movie Clash of the Titans, when the Kraken came, you'll hear that Kraken sound. Now, for those of you who may not have a rolling pin, have no fear. There's other things you can use. Just get a plastic tumbler from out of your kitchen cabinet, and you're going to place it down on the counter and place the parsley down and roll it over, and you're going to hear the parsley release itself. It gently is going to release itself. Now, if you want to get real fancy, And begin to work with these herbs, much like our brother and sister over at Forgotten Foods. You can actually charge your water. There's a lot of studies. We've talked about this here on the Remix, but charge your water up with what you want. You can even take a marker. I didn't do this and take a picture of it, but you can go back and do this and write words of love and healing on your jar of water, on the bottle. Just get a marker and begin to write that on there. Draw hearts on there. You can even let the kids, the children, put different things on there, different words that mean different things to you. Begin to put that on there, and that's going to help you as well, too. So that's going to help you. And as you begin to put those things over there, so that's going to help you. But you can use a plastic cup, and you can just roll it across the parsley, and then you take it and you put it inside the jug of water. You just take the parsley and put it in there. Now, real important what you're going to do. You're going to take it after you do all of that good stuff, charge your herbs up. You can hold your lemon in the hand, put it in your left hand, really send the energy there. Send your thoughts there, just like in the song that played at the top of the hour about mind magic. It's about setting intentions and begin to do that. And then you're going to take it and then you're going to take the parsley and put it in there and put all of your ingredients in there, and you're going to put it in the refrigerator. Now, this is your... Oh, I didn't change this slide. I see it says the state purpose of Earth Day. Don't worry about that. I didn't change the slide there. My apologies, you guys. But these are some of the benefits that you're going to get. You got the parsley. We talked about that, what the parsley does. The lemon also has some excellent benefits in it as well, too, that's going to help you. This is going to gently detox your body. You're going to sip on this water, this triple goddess water all day, the refreshing flavor of the parsley. You're going to be able to taste that. It's cleaning out your liver, your gallbladder. And this is something the whole family can drink. Just keep it in the refrigerator. You'll know when it's time to change it, because you'll see sort of the parsley will start to wilter a little bit. And so by the end of the week, you should have gone through this whole jug. This is actually going to help you keep you in that place so that your cells are awake, and so your body is flushing out those things it needs to flush out. It's detoxing itself on a very natural and a gentle level. So you'll be able to do that. So these are some of the benefits. Everything is in there. This is the triple goddess water. And I really hope you guys begin to drink this. One of the things that I know Queen Afua is definitely an advocate for is drinking all of these things of drinking all of these things to really, really help you as well, too. So this, we're going to go to the next slide. Okay, so next, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some other herbs and different things that perhaps maybe you haven't heard about or it's not as used as much. I know there were some before I actually came into use of them. I didn't they wasn't something that I used that much. And you can actually find these herbs. There's a lot of places you can buy dry herbs online. I've started to do that. I'm building this. I'm actually doing this for some of the people that my clients or people I help locally, face-to-face, where I do consultations and stuff for holistic readings to really help them with this. So we're going to be talking about the seed of Haru. And this particular one is called the whorehound. That is another name that's given to it. But in ancient Kemet times, it actually was an herb that was used by Egyptian priests, by the priest. And they used to call it the eye of Haru, or the seed of Haru. Or the seed of Haru. And someone made a very good point, and I want to point this out as well, too. Something else, if you don't want to use plastic, there are some plastics out there that you actually can use and not have to worry about it. But if you want to use glass jars, you certainly can put this in a glass jar and put it in the refrigerator. Although I would recommend, if you have small children, that you put that where they cannot go in the refrigerator and help themselves to it as well, too. So just some things to think about. Okay, so the seed of Haru. we're going to talk about some of the benefits of the whorehound. This is really one of those things that if you have that nasty cough, you know, that cough, and you have a lot of phlegm that's built up in your chest, built up in your lungs, as well as for small children. Now, one of the things that I definitely will say, because it's so much to get into, I'm actually going to do a presentation here sometime this month in person about children that I want to talk about. When it comes to using those things of honey, and we'll touch on the honey a little later here in the presentation, but when it comes to doing those things of using honey, I do not recommend honey for any child that's under the age of two. Under the age of two. There was a study that was done, I want to say back in 2005, 2006, and I think you guys may remember this, where they actually had pulled a lot of the children's medicine, the baby medicine, off of the shelf. They pulled it off the shelf. The reason they pulled it off the shelf is because so many children were dying from using these. These are going to be some simple things that you can use for yourself and you can actually use for your whole family here. I'll tell you how you can make it now. You can keep syrups. We'll have syrups for sore throat, for coughing, for all kinds of things that you can actually keep and make them now and just keep them on hand. If someone gets sick, you can give it to them. Well, I don't recommend honey for children under the age of two. Most people will say one, but they did a study, and what they found after the study is that they really recommend no counter medicine, no over-the-counter medicine for any children 6 years and under. So if you have a child who's 6 years and under, you do not need to be giving them any of that medicine that you can buy out of the store. You don't. Absolutely, you don't. Really, the recommendation they wanted to make was 11 years old and under. But because they have to support this thing called the pharmaceutical world, they went ahead and dropped it down 4 years for children 6 and under. So isn't that something? So really, they cut that off just so that they wouldn't hurt the pharmaceutical companies. So you guys definitely know that. So now we're going to talk about why this particular one, it's not my favorite. I think chamomile is one of those ones that you can actually use for everything. You definitely need to have some chamomile. You can use that for external, internal. You can use that for absolutely everything. But I want to talk about some of those we may not be familiar with that you may want to get a hold of. And this one, the whorehound, like I said, the seed of Heru, it's an expungent. And what it can do is it will help to bring that phlegm, break up that phlegm that's in your chest if you have that nasty cough and that nasty cold. When it comes to our children and you're trying to measure with herbs, there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration, more than when you're just giving medicine. So it's not just about the child's weight. It's not just about what's going on with the child. You have to also take in consideration the herbs that you're using as well, too. It's not really a tricky science. The first thing, I want to talk about the babies first, because you guys know that's close to my heart. But let's talk about the children first. The main thing that we need to be concerned about when it comes to our children, I know it's a lot of first-time moms out there. You guys email me all the time. The main thing to be concerned about is how your child is responding. This is even when it comes to our elders, you guys. So listen close. Our babies and our elders, it's about how they're responding. Be concerned about that. Because typically what happens when a person is not feeling good, the first thing the person checks you for is a fever. If you don't have a fever, they say, oh, okay, you're fine. Well, that's not necessarily the case. A lot of things can be going on with you, and you don't necessarily run a fever. So you want to make sure that you're taking a look, particularly when it comes to children and when it comes to our elders, of how they're responding. How are they acting? Are they the normal selves? Are they getting up? Are they moving around? Are they playing? Are they laughing? Are they talking? What is going on with them? So those are some things to definitely take a look at. Now, what you can do, this is also, this is one of the ones, the herbs that really caught my attention, because you can use it for a lot of different things. You can mix it and use it as a tea. So you can take the water, boil the water, and then put it into a tea bag, seep the tea, and use that, or either strain it out of the tea, and you can drink it as a tea. If the person is over the age, if you're an adult, you can actually use some honey and put it in there. You can use some honey and put it in there just for a little bit of the taste. Now, another thing that this is also excellent for, fibroids. So any of the sisters out there that you're dealing with any of those issues of fibroids, whether they're inside the uterus or outside the uterus, this is an excellent tea to use for that. So this is one of those ones. I tried to find one that if you invest some money in it, you can use it for so many different levels of things to cure so many different things. So this is definitely a fibroid buster, if that's the word. A fibroid buster, that's what it's used for. You can use it for that. It's excellent for that. I want to go back to the tea really quick because I want to talk about it. Wheezing, shortness of breath, any kind of lung problems, difficulty because of the phlegm of a nagging cough. So sometimes our little children, they get that when they're coughing and that phlegm is in their chest, but you can't move it out the chest. This is excellent to do. Now, the taste may be a little not so much for them. I'll tell you some things you can do to get them to taste this, to get the taste in there. But this is excellent for removing phlegm, not only from out of the chest area, but any phlegm that's in the body. And a big part of the fibroids, that's a lot of that cold and things that settles in the uterus there or outside the uterus and begins to build up. So this is excellent. It's a fibroid buster that you can use on the external. One of the things that's excellent, and this was something that was shared with me from Queen Afua when I took her holistic class, is that you can begin to use castor oil packs. If you don't know what castor oil packs is, you just take a cloth and you take some castor oil, and I'll give you the rest of that a little later because we do need to move on because I want to get to the next thing. So, yes, so it's excellent for fibroids. You just sip on it. The recommended doses that I would say is to take about a half a cup. One of the things that's important when we begin to talk about herbs, and particularly I like to deal with them in teas. Teas and different kind of remedies and brews and different things. That's how I like to deal with it. I found my place of comfort when it comes to these things, and that's how I like to deal with them, is that you need to sip on them. Just sip on a half a cup and maybe a day. So if you're using it because you have a cold, because you have some things in your chest, if it's a little child, a couple of things that you can do is you need to begin to drink tea. I know for Sister Manya, they are a holistic family over there. And so even the little kids make their own tea. They know what they want in their tea. They know what kind of tea they want, and they know what the teas are for. So you really want to begin to expose the children to this so this becomes a way of their life so they don't look at you as this evil person trying to make them drink something that's in the cup. And oftentimes what's really good to do is really to begin to let them name their tea. They may come up with a name for their tea. A lot of times, you know, I would say this is fairy tea. Come on, let's drink some of the fairy tea. Or sit down their teddy bears or their favorite doll baby and have a tea party with them. And they will drink the tea. This is how you can get the little ones to really get engaged in drinking the teas. Okay, so we talked about the fibroids. It's excellent for that, to sip on it, to begin to drink it, and to work with it. It really will help shrink those fibroids and flush those things out of your body as well. Now, in ancient times, the reason the priests used to use this particular tea, because you know we had to throw a little woo-woo in there for the remix, but the reason that the ancient priests, Egyptian priests, used to use this particular herb and mix it up is whenever there was some kind of illness or someone just fell sort of deathly ill and they didn't know what was wrong with them, they said, wow, maybe someone put some sort of spell on them. And so this is what they used to use to really cure them of any kind of spell. So this is an excellent thing that you can actually begin to do as well. So you can use this in some of your magical works as well, too. If you feel like there's something going on, you can take this and you can drink this as tea as well, too. So excellent. excellent. We're going to go to the next slide. All right. So now we're going to talk about shifting energy, because there's often times that we need to shift our energy. Those things happen where we have to shift our energy, move our energy around a lot of times. And sometimes even for our children, if they're not feeling well, particularly if they have a very, very high fever. So this right here is called the Warrior and the Socks. And some of the things that you're going to need here to begin to work with this is you're going to need some socks, some regular cotton socks you'll need. You're going to need some wool socks, some Yarwer tea, and some warm water. So you can see the picture there. I have a picture of a yellow sock there, and not a yellow sock, I'm sorry, a blue sock, actually. But I have a picture of a sock there, and I also have a picture of a wool sock as well. So you get to see, I'm doing too much. But you get to see all of the, you get to see all the socks there. So what you're going to do, this is a way to really begin to shift your energy when you need to shift it immediately. This is a way when your little one has a fever. There are some myths out there about fevers. And here's some things that I can tell you during the research about fevers. And this is some information I got from the Texas Children's Hospital about temperatures and fevers. Some of these things I didn't realize, because the first thing we think, particularly as mothers or as parents, if we have a fever or a child has a fever, that it's going to cause brain damage if the temperature goes too high. If they have a temperature over 102 or 103 degrees, it's going to cause some sort of brain damage. Now, here's the real deal. Here's the real magic about fevers. Not that you're not to be worried about fevers, because fevers are good indicators that the body is working, It's kind of like inviting a whole bunch of people over to your house. I think you guys will be able to appreciate this, but you really want them to leave. Let's say it's in the wintertime. Let's say it's in the summertime. The quickest way for them to get out that house is if it's too hot. How many times have you been in a place and you said, I'm leaving, it's just too hot in there? Well, see, that's what the body does with your temperature. That's how it eradicates all of those things that don't need to belong in the body. That's how it gets it out. That's how it kicks out all of the things that, that's how it kicks out everything that's in the body. Yes, excellent. That's how it burns off infections. So how it burns off infections is by raising the temperature. Now, they will tell you, and doctors will tell you, science will show you, that if you have a temperature, because it is of an infection or it's trying to fight off some sort of virus, let's say virus, not infection, but a virus, because your body's trying to rid itself of a virus, you're not going to die from brain damage. You're not going to get brain damage for your temperature going high. But you do want to have a way to allow your body to work this out naturally. Because instantly what Western medicine wants to do, as soon as you get one, they want to give you something to get rid of the fever. That's not necessarily a good thing. That's why even Western medicine is knowing that most viruses, they will tell you to allow it to take its course. They have learned, because what they used to do at one time is that they actually would go ahead And they would tell you things like, let me give you some antibiotics. You don't necessarily need that. And I will say for small children, what you do not do is put them in hot water. Don't put them in the bath. You don't do that for temperature. You don't. Because you'll compromise, you can even compromise their immune system even more. So if you're going to think about putting them in the bathtub, you're going to put them in warm water, warm to cool water, which we'll talk about that as well too. But you don't want to put them in hot bath. Now, as an adult, if you know you're fighting a virus, maybe you want to do that as well, but you don't want to do that. So now, here we go. We're going to talk about how to begin to put this mixture together, the warrior mixture for releasing and shifting energy. The first thing you're going to need to do is make your yaller tea or yaller tea. The yaller tea is actually something that they used to use in ancient times during the Trojan War. They used to use this. It would stop bleeding and cause speed healing. It really has sort of almost like this magical power to draw heat out of the body, to draw the heat out of the body. It helps to purify the blood. It also helps with the digestive system, and it also helps to break the fever, break those things. So it helps you to sweat the cold out and begin to get those things out. So here we go. This is what you're going to do. You're going to first, whoever the person is, whether it's yourself, if it's your child, or whoever it is, when you begin to get them ready, first thing that you're going to have them to do is you can have them take a shower or take a bath in some warm water. You don't want to do anything to bring the fever up. You don't want to put them in hot water, particularly not children. You don't want to do that. So once you've done that and they've dried themselves off, you're going to take the yaller tea and make it into a tea. You're going to soak the socks, the cotton socks first. Typically for children, this is what I recommend, is that especially when it's wintertime, that you keep socks specially for this. That you keep socks especially for this. Don't get distracted, you guys. You keep your socks especially for this purpose. So maybe get a favorite pair of socks that you may want to do that. You want to put it in the drawer. And you may want to even take sort of some cartoon socks that they have and you want to put it away for a special occasion for them. So, you know, it's just like keeping some socks for them. For yourself, you're going to get a cotton pair of socks. You're going to soak it in the tea. And then what you're going to do is you're going to wring it out so that it's not burning hot because you don't ever want to put that on your child and even for yourself. So the socks are going to be wet. So you're going to take the socks and you're going to put them on their feet. And then you're going to take the wool socks, and you can use any kind of wool socks. You're going to take the wool socks, preferably just wool socks, and put the wool socks on top of the wet socks. And then you're going to go straight to bed. If it's yourself, you're going to get straight in the bed. If it is your children, you're going to send them straight to bed. And what's going to happen is this is an old therapeutic thing where it actually will draw it out from the base of the feet. We know that your feet is your foundation. It's how you stay grounded. It is also one of the portals where we get the energy from the first chakra coming in. It comes in through the portal of the feet, and it goes up into the base of the spine. So you want to have that. And this is how you're going to pull that heat out of the body. Most of the time when the person wakes up in the morning, both socks will be dry. Anytime you have a fever, two things you want to do is keep the feet warm and the head cool. So just remember that. Feet warm and the head cool. So you can think of it as sort of the goddess Nut that's in the sky. We think about the sky. We think about the wind. We think about coolness. And then we think about the earth is Geb. This is the earth. The earth holds heat. It is warming. It's soothing. It's nurturing. And you want to keep the feet warm. So the feet stay warm and the head stay cool. So that's how you're going to do that as well. Okay? So that's the warrior and the sock. And that's how you're going to mix that. That tea, that Yalder tea, does a lot of different things. Like I said, it's a blood purifier. It helps with the digestive system, and it helps with colds and fevers. It's excellent for if you're having heavy bleedings during your menses cycle, and if you even have anything going on with your urinary tract area as well, too. And this is what I'll say. There's no preference. You can use any color for socks, but if you are using this for a child, and typically you have a child that has any kind of skin irritants, or you know that they're sensitive to different dyes or things, then I would stick with something with no color. And if you can see the board, then you will know what I'm saying. Maybe I'm not pronouncing Yower as you would, but I think if you're looking at what we're looking at, then you can see it. You can see it for yourself, and the spelling is there. So this is the purpose set for everybody to click on the link so that you can follow along. All right, so now we're going to go to the next slide. All right. So now we're going to talk about garlic and onions. Garlic and onions, because both of them have a lot of different things that you can actually do as well, too. And this also is going to be something that you can actually begin to... Oh, let me go back to the tea, the Yower tea, what you can do. Two things you're going to do. You're going to be dipping the sock, the cotton sock, in the tea. And that sock, you're going to place that sock after you wring it out, after you let it soak in the sock. You're going to wring all of the tea out of the sock, and you're going to put them on your feet, and you're going to put the wool socks on top, and then you're going to go to bed. And this is to help draw things out of your body. It's going to help you to shift energy, move things around as well if you need to do that. If release anything negative from yourself, any fevers, this is the way that you're going to do it. Now, you're also going to do this for 3 nights in a row. So if you have a child that's dealing with a nasty cold or a flu or dealing with the flu, you're going to do this. It's also going to help you with aches and pains in the body as well, too. So now let's talk about this garlic and onion brew. We know that we can cook with this. We know it has a lot of magical principles to it. But I'm going to show you how to make something that actually is going to help you if you're dealing with any kind of congestion. And congestion is something that not only happens in the wintertime, but sometimes we can be congested just from our everyday life of where we work, chemicals and things that we work around. Those of us that work in a building that maybe we're getting recycled air. If you're taking trips and you're traveling on airplanes, that can be it. Or you can just simply have your little one that is just very congested. What you want to do, and this is something you can actually mix, you're going to dice up a couple of the cloves of the garlic, as well as onions you can put in there too. But you're going to dice them up nice. You're going to put them in a glass jar, put them in a jar. And then as you put them in a jar, you're going to pour some oil in the jar, some olive oil. You can pour it in the jar. And then you're going to let it stand for 5 minutes. If you need to use it immediately, 5 minutes. If you have time, then it's good to let it stand for at least a half a day, because you really want it to get in there, to get you want the oils and everything to begin to get in there and just sort of kind of merge itself in there. Yeah, you can use vegetable oil if you want to as well too. Yes. Mm-hmm. So once you've done that and you let it stand for at least a half a day, if it's something you need to do right away and you're congested, then what you're going to do is you're going to strain it, because you don't want the, you just want to extract the oil from it. So you're going to strain the garlic, and you're going to strain the onions from it. And so then you'll have this oil. You'll take, what you're going to do is take this oil, and you're going to rub it on your feet. So you'll rub it on your feet. You'll take an old sock after you rub it on the base of your feet. It's important that you do the complete foot, but make sure you really saturate that oil all on the base of your feet. Again, this is for congestion. This is one of them tried and tested ones, and I definitely, people who have used it have told me over and over again that this has worked. I've used it myself a couple of times, but you're going to put it all on the base of your feet, and then you're going to find an old pair of socks and put the old pair of socks on top. And then you're going to put another pair of socks on top of that. And then once you do that, you're going to actually just kind of relax or go to sleep. If it's a child, you can let them go to sleep. Again, you want to do this for at least 3 times because we're talking about things that work on a different level. It's not about popping a pill. It's about really starting out in sort of these small doses and allowing your body to begin to work with it. So this is one of the things, a couple of things. We know that these garlic has a million uses, and so does onions. But these are some few ones here that hopefully will be helpful for you. Okay, we're going to go on to the next slide. And so here in this next slide, and it looks like it's got kind of mixed up here, but we're going to talk about some of these things here on this next slide. And this slide is dealing with fevers, because this is going to be a big one, dealing with some fevers. Now, you have a couple of different things that are here when it comes to dealing with fevers. We have some tofu. The other thing here is some greens, as well as some cinnamon. And then we also have an herb there. Let's see how you guys, because you guys are pretty much on your herbs. I want to have somebody tell me what herb that is that is there. What herb is that? Who knows what it is? Put it in the chat room on the remix if you know what it is. Let's see what you guys know. Do you guys know where it is? If you're just joining us in the chat room, click the link there. We're actually at a visiting location here. And I have some slides that are made up with information and things that you can begin to do. So click the link, and it should take you exactly where we are. Okay, does anybody know what that flower is right there that's right up under where it says fever? Nobody knows? Well, I'll save that for the end, and then I'll tell you guys what it is. Okay. So now, let's talk about tofu and how tofu can be used for fevers. This is something that you can do, and these are some simple things that while you're at your local grocery store, you can pick them up and have them on hand so that you can keep them for yourself and your family if someone starts to get a fever. This is something that they use in Japan. And as well, what you can do is you actually take the tofu and you're going to slice it like almost like you're slicing cheese. You know how you're cutting slices of cheese? And what they used to do, or what they still do, is they actually take the tofu and they place it on your forehead. And what that does is it will draw the fever out that way. It will draw it out into the tofu. And once you've had that drawn out into the tofu, if you're doing things in your home, this would be excellent to place in compost. If you're storing up compost, you know, when Mr. Anderson from I Grow, You Grow came on and he talked about making compost, this is excellent to put in your compost. We talked about the chaos water and one of the other things that we feed to our trees and our plants that I told you guys about. And this would be excellent to put around your trees and your plants. But once you cut that up, you're going to put the tofu on your forehead, and that's going to help to draw the fever out. These are some things that you can do when you don't have things in your house readily if someone gets a fever or you get sick or one of your children gets sick. So you can put the tofu slices on your forehead, and that's going to draw the fever out. So, then what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the next one, which is cinnamon. Now, cinnamon is another one of those really, really all of our herbs, truth be told, that is here with us, particularly on the planet, has so many different magical uses for them as well. But let me tell you where cinnamon comes in, and it plays a very important role as well. And you can mix this in your teas. You can mix this even in your bath. You can do this so many different ways. And that is if you become weak with a fever, but you're not sweating, then you want to begin to work with cinnamon. Cinnamon is going to be one of those things that you want to, because cinnamon is going to help to draw that fever out of you as well. It's going to heat the body up, but in a very nice way. For children, you can actually warm up some applesauce, try to look for some applesauce and make some applesauce and mix some cinnamon in there for it. You can even use that for yourself, but you want to mix some cinnamon in there if you're weak, particularly if it's a child and they're kind of weak, they're not moving around, but they're not sweating. And this is going to help to break that fever up so that the fever will break and they can begin to sweat it out and get it out of their body. So this is just another one of those things that we can think about it. All right. And so let's see. Now, let's say you don't have any of those things there. You see? Let's see if you don't. Let's see that you don't have any of those things. But in your refrigerator, you have some broccoli, and you have some spinach, and you have some asparagus, and you have all of these green, you have these green plants, you have all of these green herbs in your refrigerator. Then what I want you to do is to get you a big old pot, put you some water in it, take those greens in it, and I want you to boil and simmer those greens in that pot. And then you're going to strain all the greens off and take the water, and you're going to mix it in the bathtub. And that's going to help to draw the fever out as well, too. So these are all the things that you can begin to do as you begin to help yourself really control those things of the fever and really kind of get them so you can have them sort of under control. And you can have them under control and still begin to move along the way you need to move along with them as well, too. Okay, so let's talk about the plant. Did you guys guess it? Let me see. I hear that some people are saying gardenia. No, that's not it. Plantain. That's not it. Let me see what else. Some of the other things that you guys are thinking it is. Any other guesses in the room of what that particular plant or that herb is? Nobody knows? It is a elderflower. It's called an elderflower. Yes, elderflower, and it's excellent for so many different things. You can actually make this elderflower into a tea as well. And this really, really helps, particularly if people have things like hay fevers and allergies. It's excellent for flu and cold remedies as well. You know, it helps that. Even for the skin, you can take this and begin to mix this elderflower, and you can actually begin to use this to reduce freckles. If you have a sore throat or tonsillitis, this is excellent for that. Mm-hmm. For sore throat, any type of mouth infections, it's one of the best things that you can do. Mm-hmm. And it helps particularly with a very, very restful, peaceful, sleepy night. So it's an elder, like an elder with an E, flower. Yes. So you want to begin to use that as well, too. It helps. Even if you get such infections as measles, chicken pox, all of that, it reduces the flu fever, it reduces inflammation, all of these different things. And what you want to do for children, you want to give them half the strength. You always want to mix things down for children and then begin to build them up. There's a rule out there called the Carter's Rule. And there's a lot of different things that you have to take into consideration, but that's one of the greatest, great ones, I think, to use is the Carter's Rule. And you can kind of, I think it's like taking 150 and divide it in half by the children's weight. By the children's weight as well, too. So we're going to go to the next slide. And this one is where you can actually take a herb, an elderberry is great. I didn't even get a chance to get to my elderberry tonight, but there is a excellent recipe that I have for syrup and making cough drops that I'm going to share with you guys soon. So let's go to the next slide. And this is about taking a shower with herbs. And this is really, really easy to do, to take a shower with herbs. You just grab you a handful of herbs, you throw them in the bottom of the shower, you heat it up, and you begin to take a shower with herbs. This is particularly good for young children as well, or even some elders where you can't have them sit themselves completely over a pot and have the steam come into them, because you can also do it that way. But this is a way that you can actually just begin to get into the shower, throw you some herbs at the bottom of the shower, throw it at the bottom and let the steam and just have everything just come all the way up. And it's just going to be a nice, refreshing way to get those things into, to help clear up digestion and anything else that you might be dealing with. So just remember that you can do that. For small babies, what you can do is you can actually bring a chair in the bathroom, close off all the windows and doors and everything, get it nice and steamy in there. You may even want to make that story time where you're reading them a book or bringing their favorite toy to play with them and keeping them in the bathroom so that they can breathe in the herbs and get them into their system as well. Okay, we're going to go to the next slide, and we're going to talk about the power of touch, the healing power of touch. And we know that the power of touch has probably more potency in it than any of the herbs that we listed here or that we can begin to list, particularly when it comes to us as our children, touching them. I don't care how old they are, but really, whether you're the mother, whether you're the father, if your child is sick, you definitely need to spend some time holding and touching them. Particularly, even more when they're sick. We need to do it at all times, but particularly when they're sick, you need to do that. And even for yourself, you need to think about that as well, too. So if you have a mate, there is nothing that can help you more than the power of touch. There is nothing that is greater than that, greater than the touch. And here you see a picture of the goddess Aset with Heru sitting on her lap, and she is touching him. Yes, she's nursing him or getting ready to nurse him. You see that depiction? But this is definitely about the power of touch. This is definitely going to help with the power of touch as well. And then you can see from us modern-day mothers, a lot of us are working, a lot of us do so many things, but it's important to make sure we give our children from the youngest age to the oldest age that energy of our touch, not just a hug before they go to bed, spending at least 15 to 20 minutes of beginning to work with them and to heal them through the power of speaking to them and touching them, giving them a massage. You can actually take some sage, and you can do the same thing with the oil and the sage, and you can begin to use that as well, too. So all of those things will definitely work as well. We're going to go to the next slide, and we're going to talk about how to make the syrup for a sore throat here using raw honey. Using raw honey and ginger. You can actually put ginger, you can put garlic, you can put all kinds of herbs in there, elderberries. You can put all kinds of herbs in there as well, too. All of them will work. All of them will work for you. But let's talk about this. The reason I like raw honey as opposed to buying honey from the stores is because when you use raw honey, it's not the honey that has been heated up. And honey has so many different healing properties as well, too. Honey is actually excellent for your throat when you're having problems with a sore throat. Honey can be used on burns. It can be used, it can be used on so many different things that you can use. Somebody in the chat room was asking about something you can do for ringworms. I think that's what it is. You can actually take some thyme, and you can use that. Someone else told you golden seal, some plantain, all of those things, and begin to mix it up to use that as well, too. You can also email me, and I'll give you some suggestions, particularly since it's for a four-year-old, on how to mix some things up for that as well, too. But what you want to do is you want to try to find some honey that's being grown locally. You want to find some honey that is in your area, particularly if you deal with allergies or maybe you just moved to a new place and you know you have problems with sinus and allergies. Then what you want to do is start now using some honey. And the reason for that is because it's going to give you sort of immunity to when the summertime comes and all of these different, or the springtime, or whenever your allergies begin to act up, then this is going to sort of help you have an immunity to that by using the raw honey that's actually grown in your local area as opposed to getting a honey from somewhere else. So this is why it's going to be important to find some. Maybe you can go to a farmer's market or go to your local Whole Foods stores or somewhere and see if you can find a honey that was made where you live. You want to get one there. Well, this is the something that you can use for sore throat. And what you want to do is you want to take you some ginger. And like I said, it's so many different things that you can do. You want to take some ginger and you want to dice it up. And then you want to put it inside the honey. You want to let that sit for quite a while. I would say at least overnight. For the little ones, if you're giving this syrup to maybe the older children, because we don't want to give it to children under two, we definitely don't want to give it to them. But for the other children, or if you're taking it for yourself, you can strain it so that you're just getting the raw honey. So you can get you a cheesecloth or something like that, and you can just begin to strain it and just take the honey out of it. And just take a couple of teaspoons of that and begin to take that. It's going to be very soothing to your throat. The ginger has its own properties. You can use elderberry. You can make a syrup that way as well. But these are some ways that you can actually begin to do it. Now, what I found with other syrups that you have that are being made, what happens is they lose a lot of the qualities once they heat them up. Again, the benefit of being able to use the honey when they are is in your local area, you get some benefits to the climate to where you are, as opposed to those honeys that are made, just kind of made bulk honey. So that's going to be the benefit of that. So you always, like I said, want to try to use a local honey as opposed to just some other honeys as well. But ginger, these are some things that you can begin to put in there as well. So let's see. We're going to go to the next slide. We're almost done here. Yeah. So let's see. That is going to take us to our last slide. So now what we can do, we can come back over to the remix. We can close this out. Hopefully this was information that you guys could use and helpful to all of you that you were able to use. I'm going to sip on some of my Triple Goddess healing water right now. As we continue to talk about those things of brews and herbs and, you know, just really kind of keeping ourselves in a place where we can actually begin to use these things. We know so many of their magical uses that we can use, but this is a way that we can actually use. And hopefully I brought some of the herbs and different things to your attention that is not so commonly used, some of the ones that you may not think about that are really, really good. One of my favorites that I like is horsetails. And I don't know if you guys have heard of horsetail, but it's really, really good for so many different things. Well, thank you, guys. I'm glad you guys liked it. I'm going to open up the phone lines because what I want to do, I know so many of you have some of your remedies and recipes as well, too, that you use, and you're free to share them as well. Again, like I said, we'll continue this, and from time to time I'll do this, and I want to bring some of these herbs to you that you may not have thought about using. That you may not. Some of the common ones, we know what they are, but there's so many of them out there. I don't care how great of a herbologist you think you are, there's so many of them out there. And when it comes to these particular herbs, they're best when you use them because you'll be able to know, for yourself. Your litmus test that you're going to use is really going to be your instinct. So it is important that you begin to know your magic. And yes, you can substitute and use the nectar instead of the honey. You sure can. You can substitute that. Yes, I really, really like horsetail because horsetail is really big when it comes to kidney health. It's excellent for prostate health. As well as those things for the urinary tract. If you have nosebleeds, it's excellent, like you were saying, Susan, for your hair, for your skin, for your nails. But one of the things that it's known, it actually will heal and repair tissues. So it really gets into those things. So if you have ulcers, heavy bleeding during your menses, if you have hemorrhoids, matter of fact, horsetail was one of those things that they used to keep with them. If you were waiting on the ambulance or you're waiting on somebody to come get you during war times, they would use horsetails to stop the bleeding. So it's one of those that can be taken internal. You can actually dip it into a cloth if somebody has a cut or a bruise, and you can place that on there, and horsetail will stop the bleeding. Mm-hmm. Not only will it stop the bleeding, but it will start the healing. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it does. In all of these different herbs, yes, you can use horsetail on toddlers, but you definitely want to make sure that when you are talking about using it for children, because herbs, most side effects that people have from herbs, it may be something that causes a little tummy ache or something of that. Some of them actually can be used to help induce vomiting and different things like that. But you just want to use a very small amount when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. So you can mix the horsetail in a tea form, and you can actually take it in a tea form as well. It helps to reduce your panic. It stops you from panicking. You can soak clothes in the horsetail water. You can take the tea bags, actually, for somebody if they have nosebleeds, like for your baby. If she has nosebleeds, you're going to take the horsetail and put it in a tea bag after it's been dipped in there. Make sure it's not hot, and then take it and press it right on her nostrils. Okay, so you guys want some more information on horsetails? I really love horsetails. Yes, okay, so this is what I'll do. I'll go over it again really quickly, and I'll put some things up on the Remix family page as well, too. So this is what you're going to do. Horsetail, what is good for? It's good for tissue repair. So if you have anything, whether an internal wound or external wound, you can actually use horsetail for that. You can take it as a tea, and this can be drank internally. And what it will do is it helps to repair the tissues. So if you have any type of internal bleeding as well too. And then what you want to do, let's say if you have a nosebleed, an ulcer, a cyst, hemorrhoids, or heavy bleeding during your menstruals, this is going to help for all of those different areas. It's an excellent tea if you're hemorrhaging for some kind of hemorrhaging you got going on and you're waiting, let's see, to go to the emergency room or you're waiting for somebody to take you for the ambulance, excellent for that. It's excellent. You can take a bandage and soak it in the horsetail tea water, and then you can put it on the wound and it will stop the bleeding. Yeah, you don't want to boil it. That's right. You want to simmer it. You just want to get a nice simmer to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent for the hair and skin as well. What else did I say? If you have weak lungs, this is excellent for any type of respiratory problems, horsetail as well. And again, you want to drink it as a tea. It's for kidney health as well, too. Mm-hmm. Any type of inflammation in the kidneys, it helps with that. It's excellent for the prostate. It reduces inflammation there. If you have any kind of eyelid swelling, again, you can take the tea bag. If you have puffiness or swelling, you can put it there as well. Horsetail is excellent. You can use the tea to gargle to stop for bleeding gums and help to repair the tissues because it's excellent for the tissues as well, too. Mm-hmm. So lots of great things there for horsetail. So some of these are just maybe not herbs that we think about on a day-to-day basis. I know for myself, there's so many different herbs out there, and I just really kind of wait for spirit to kind of bring them to my attention and begin to start working with them. So I would encourage you guys to do that as well, too. You know, just kind of start Googling some of these, or next time you're in a place, or go to one of the shops that you have some of the herbs, that you can begin to start working with them and just kind of see where it leads you. A lot of the usage for a lot of these herbs have not even been discovered yet. So sometimes, and when you mix them together, they just become this magical formula that you can begin to use in a very, very natural way. Yeah. There's a lot of herbs that you can actually use that's good for diabetes as well, too. And for those of you who are joining me as well, you guys know that that I do the holistic readings. And this is a big part of some of the things that go into the holistic reading as well, is to really kind of get you on what I call a life plan so that you can begin to balance or bring yourself back into that place of balance. And again, that's going to be very, very different for all of us. But some of you guys want to know, for somebody, it depends. If you have diabetes but you're not on insulin, then a good one you want to use is marshmallow. It's very good for that, really. Bilberry is good, too. That's going to help. And, again, it just depends, because you can actually use herbal medicine as well with medication and not with medication. But these are some things to think about, because they do cause a reaction. So if you are on medicine and you're thinking about mixing herbs, then you definitely want to check with somebody to see if it's okay to mix those things together. Some herbs actually are so powerful that they actually become an antidote for some of Western medicine. It will actually just neutralize it and take it out. Like a lot of times, certain things of, when you're using natural herbs, even though we're saying put it in a tea form, you're actually not getting tea in it. So there is no stimulants in it. It doesn't have any caffeine in it. So you don't have to worry about any of those, because you're dealing with the natural herbs of that. And some of these things that you actually have to worry about when you buy sort of teas and things off the counter in the grocery store, they actually have in it what is called tea. And those things come with their own properties inside of these things that actually help to purify them. Now, here's something else since we're talking about this, and I thought I just recently found this out, and it was kind of interesting to me, is that when you're in the grocery store and you're buying, like, actually juice, let's say orange juice, did you know that you're actually not getting pure juice? And I'm talking about the juice that comes in a glass bottle or either the orange juice that actually comes in a carton that says 100% juice. I'm not talking about concentrated. I'm talking about where they say pure 100% juice. Well, you are getting pure 100% juice, but let me tell you what else you're getting. There's a process that they do, and this is something that they recently just released. So I don't know who else has heard about this, but I'd be interested to know about this. Yes, I'm going to give you out a list of some herbs that you definitely want to have at the end, by the end of the show. So I will give those out. These are some good things to have. But here's something that I wanted to tell you about the juice. That's real interesting. And again, this is not concentrated. We're talking about pure juice. And some of the things of pure juice that you want to actually have is this, and I'll give that list out in a minute. The pure juice that you actually want to have, or that a pure juice that you actually have is this. Is they take the orange juice. Here's what they do. Let me stay focused because the chat room just really throws me off. It amazes me what goes on. But what happens is they actually take the orange juice and they suck all of the air out of it. They suck all the air out of the orange juice. They take all the air out. Because they're taking all the air out, because they have to have it so it can be packaged, so it can stay on the shelves, whether in the refrigerator shelves at the store or if it stays anywhere on the shelf. So they suck all the air out of it. After they suck all the air out, then the next thing that they do is they actually inject it with this artificial taste, these artificial flavors, and they put it back in the orange juice. So it is the orange juice, but once they've sucked all the air out of it, it no longer holds any kind of taste. So it's tasteless. So in order for you to taste it, they put artificial, sweeteners, artificial sweetener packets back in the orange juice so it can taste like orange juice. That's why when you buy orange juice, it will taste the same way it does the day they put it in the store to you take it home and put it in your refrigerator until the expiration date, because you're not really getting orange juice. And that kind of blew my mind, because I always prided myself on not buying concentrated orange juice, just buying the 100% pure orange juice, but you're not even getting 100% pure orange juice. It's not even 100% pure. They're putting flavor packets, artificial flavor packets back in there because they're sucking all the air out because it has to last. So juicing is always best. The thing about the juicing, and particularly when it comes to this time of the year or any time of the year, you want to watch the sugar content as well, because that sugar content compromises, it shuts down our immune system. I think that's something we learned when Dr. Yu came on. He was telling us about that as well. It shuts down your immune system for a couple of hours, so you're really susceptible to that. So especially when it comes to fresh juicing and squeezing it, you want to make sure you dilute that, because you don't want to send your child to school. If they're going off to school or they're going to daycare, you don't want to send them somewhere and their system is already compromised. And then they get into where they're going with a whole bunch of snotty-nosed kids that don't know how to cover their mouth or blow their nose. And so their system is already at a weakened state, and it gets compromised by something happens. Yes. So, yes. that's some things to think about. And also, while we're talking about it, this is a conversation me and Sister Munya had. So we're going to get ready to get to the point where you guys can call in, because I see you there. You want to share. You want to tell some of your stuff. And we can do some herb readings as well, too. And I'm going to do another show where I tell you guys about some other things, some really unique things of how to draw fever out, cough, how to make different elixirs and different things as well, too. So it really isn't a way for you to necessarily avoid sugar. What you're looking at is to cut it down to a minimum, particularly if you're sick. You can use honey. You can use other things to put in there as well, too, nectars and different things that you can do as well, too. But you just kind of want to watch your sugar content. Don't be phobic by it. I'm not saying that. There are some people who live their lives and they try to cut all these things out of their diet. And, you know, one day, because they're not paying attention, they get hit by a car. So I'm not telling you to live your life like that and be manic with it. It's just something to sort of kind of watch as you going through this particular phase with yourself, to just kind of watch the sugar. Watch the sugar and know that when it says 100% pure, fresh, squeezed orange juice, know that it's not. Know that what you're tasting is actually some artificial intelligence that they have pumped into the orange juice so it can taste like orange juice, because they had to take all the air out of the orange juice, which took all of the flavor out as well, too. So, yeah, that was kind of wild when I found that out. But so also what I wanted to say is, typically, one of the things that they do in monastery schools is that they teach the children in a particular way. There was actually a sister who emailed me that's actually in Japan, and she teaches there in Japan under a monastery system. I don't really abide by a lot of their teaching, but their way, their methodology of teaching has a lot to do to go back to our ancient teachings that just has a twisted name on it. But one of the things to begin to really, really take a look at is, for children, is teaching them how to blow their nose. And as parents, you definitely want to make sure that you mind that as well. And for those of you who are just joining us, a lot of these things we've just covered. So you want to go back and download. So if you want to talk about those things, some of those things that we covered, I'm sure the Remix family will get you caught up, or you definitely want to go back and you want to download as well. So, but you want to teach your children how to blow their nose. This is something that can be learned under 1 year old. And the monastery school actually has a method of how to teach this. And you can actually Google it for teaching children how to blow their nose. The whole process of them watching you blow your nose, get up, go throw it away, and then go wash your hands. Because washing your hands will really cut down on a lot of things that we're dealing with as well. So what we're going to do at this time, hopefully that was very helpful for you guys. We'll continue with part two of that, to be talking about more of these herbs and brews that you can put together. I know a lot of you grew up with things that your mothers and your grandmothers did, and it's just the way that we do things. And this is a great time for us to start incorporating those things back into our lives and really sharing them with everyone, because these are things that are very, very helpful and that we can help. Chamomile is definitely one of those, you guys want to know, herbs. You can make a chamomile tea. It's excellent for tummy troubles. If you have that, you can put ginger in there. You can take a chamomile bath. But chamomile is one of those. You can do a massage oil with chamomile. Chamomile can be used for almost anything that is going on. You can make chamomile popsicles. That's excellent to do as well. It can be used for everything. Definitely, if you got problems, somebody said problems with their tummy, you want to get you some chamomile tea. You want to drink that. And if you've got some internal bleeding going on, you want to get you some horsetail. And then you want to mix that in there and do that as well. Fennel is excellent. You can make fennel syrup, however you say it, the syrup, that's excellent. And children love the fennel. They can deal with the taste of the fennel. So that's good for them as well. That's good for them as well. Very, very good for them to do that with fennel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. All right, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. When you call in, I'm also going to pick a herb for you. I got all of my herbs there as well. So I got all of my little herbs here. I'll draw a herb for you as well, too. Now, don't get me wrong on the sugar, because we need sugar. You need sugar in your diet. It's not too much sugar is what you don't want. And you don't want the artificial sugar, but you have to have sugar in your diet. There's probably no way you cannot avoid it, because even the body itself produces sort of its own natural level of what we would call sugar to some degree. It takes food and turns it into that. So you want to have some in your diet, but you definitely want to rid yourself, like someone in the chat room said, that they gave up sugar. And that's a very good thing to do, because what they put or what they're calling is sugar now is not the sugar we think. Yes. All right. So here we go. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there as well, too. And we can go from there. So we're going to go to the caller, it looks like, calling in from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 919? Okay, I guess they're just listening. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm sorry. I'm just listening right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for listening. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. So, Ms. Blue?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Shirley from Virginia.
Greetings, Shirley from Virginia.
Hi, I'm a little hoarse right now, so I'm sounding like Barry White.
You said what now?
I said I'm a little hoarse right now, so I'm sounding like Barry White.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you kind of sounded a little Barry White there.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to share things, and then I had a couple of questions. For sore throat, if I catch you inside, because I always had problems with strep throat, I would mix warm water, sea salt, and apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. And
oh, yeah.
It would stop it dead in its tracks. Also, my son was born when I was only 5.5 months pregnant. So he had problems with lungs and asthma and all that kind of stuff, and it would have been detrimental to him to have colds. So my aunt told me to mix cholera oil, like so many drops, in his formula. And unfortunately, I didn't know a lot of natural things at that time, but I did mix the cholera oil, and I'm telling you, after he got over that hump with the asthma about 7 or 8 years of age, everyone in the house will be sick but him. And now he will be 21 Christmas Eve.
Beautiful.
But I had a couple of questions. I couldn't remember what the herb was that you spoke about for the fibroids. And, of course, I need something for my throat. Also,
okay.
I think you were talking about the horsetail.
Well, it wasn't the horsetail for that. Let's see how good the remix family was listening. If anybody can remember the herb that I told you guys about that helps with fibroids.
Excuse me.
Let's see. Are you in the chat room?
No, unfortunately,
yes.
I'm not
it's whorehound. It's whorehound. That's what it is. Whorehound,
okay.
Or what they call the seed of Heru. Yes, whorehound. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I would use that sort of like the castor oil pack, or no, drink it, or
yes. Well, you're not going to mix the castor oil pack with that, but
no,
what
no.
you're going to do is you're actually going to do the whorehound tea, make that into a tea. But with the castor oil packs, it's very simple to do. What you do is you actually get you some castor oil, you get you a white cloth, and these are some things I would recommend for anybody who is dealing with any kind of female issues, and particularly even men too, because you can use castor oil packs for other places as well, is to we'll call her Queen, get Queen Afua's book, Heal Thyself, and also Sacred Woman as well. That's one of the holistic trainings that I went through. But with the castor oil pack, what you're going to do is you're going to take some water and you're going to boil it, and take a white cloth with some tongs, and you're going to dip the cloth in the water till it's wet. Let it kind of wring itself out and then put it on the plate.
Okay.
You're going to fold that over sort of east to west in that direction, going east to west, and you're going to pour some castor oil on top of it. When you pour castor oil on top of it, then what you're going to do is take it and place it right over your uterus or right over where the fibroids is, or if you have cysts or any of those things. You're going to place that over there. And then behind that, what you're going to place is a plastic bag. And behind the plastic bag, you're going to place a towel. And then behind the towel, you're either going to take a heating pad, a hot water bottle, and place that there, and then you're just going to rest and sip on the tea when you're doing that. Early in the show, I gave out the triple goddess healing water. You can also drink the triple goddess healing water as well, too, to go along with that. And that's going to help to detox all of that out of your body. So what happens is the castor oil actually gets in, and it begins to crystallize that fibroid, that cyst or that fibroid that's there.
Okay.
It's going to begin to crystallize it. And once it begins to crystallize it and you drink these other things, it's going to flush it out of your body. It will help you because the parsley in the water is just going to help it to flush out of your body.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Excellent show, and I really appreciate it. I'm so into getting into the natural, holistic medicine.
Yes.
So this is an excellent show. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for calling in. Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Okay. So here is another thing that I wanted to bring up that actually just came about as well, too. And this is something that's good from the youngest person to the oldest person and so many different use. And that's called catnip. Catnip is another one of those things that you guys must have in the house, catnip. Now, catnip, when it comes to us under the feminine template, dealing with us as women, is the catnip tea is excellent if you have any kind of cramping, any kind of premenses tension, any of those things of tension, it's going to help you. It's an overall stress reliever. And it is definitely something that sends kitty cats to go wild. Your cat will go wild over it. But for us, it has a very soothing effect for us as humans and to begin to use it. The catnip is excellent. But let me tell you what else catnip tea is excellent for. And I want you guys to listen up to this. Catnip tea is what I recommend for those who come to me when we're in sessions and they're having a problems trying to get themselves from trying to stop smoking, when they're addicted to something. It helps you from any kind of drug addiction, narcotics, alcoholism. It helps you. Catnip tea helps you to ease the stress, and it eases the stress internally, and it also helps you as a withdrawal method. To help you withdraw yourself from these things that you don't want to be doing. So it really, really helps for that as well. It's very, very soothing. It will just gently allow you just to just really kind of go into the astral realm, very, very peaceful as well. If you're dealing with things such as dandruff in your hair, what you can do is actually take some catnip tea, let it cool, mix some rosemary in there, some fresh rosemary, and you can use that as a rinse for your scalp. And so it, mix the rosemary with the catnip tea, and that is excellent for really taking care of dandruff and any kind of scalp problems that you have. It has a lot of different properties in it, the catnip, but the catnip is one of those things that can be used for man and animals alike as well. And so you definitely want to begin to do that. So sisters, if you have any of those menses problems, that time of the month, catnip is excellent for that. And even if you're in the position where you're really thinking about, it's time for my cycle to come on, but it's not, and you really want to help it come on down, catnip tea will help it say, come on down. Come on down. If you need to have that time of the month to come on down, you can drink some catnip tea right around that, and it's going to help you with that as well. It helps babies with colic. If you have a young baby that has colic, catnip tea is excellent for that. You can let them sip on that, and that's excellent as well, too. All right, so we're going to go back to the phone lines, but I just wanted to throw that in there. So we've talked about several of those things that's really good that we need to have that is excellent, too. Yes, parsley helps to do that, too, but, oh, not in the way the catnip does. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 805, you're live in the remix.
Hello, good night. It's Will. How are you doing tonight?
I am wonderful. How are you, Griffin?
I'm doing fine. I'm just kind of wanted to see what herb you pull up for me today.
Oh, okay.
You know, I heard about that.
Let's see. Let's see what herb comes up for you.
Yes. She's laughing already. You know it's going.
Yes, yes. Oh, but we are going to talk about milk thistle because milk thistle is excellent. If you're trying to get off of something that you're addicted to, you want to mix catnip tea and some milk thistle because that milk thistle is going to really work with your livers and all of that. And while you're getting it out of your system, it's going to flush it right out. But that's not what came up. That's not what came up for you, Griffin. Let's see.
Oh, it's like, what the coincidence? Okay, fine.
Yeah, that would have been something, wouldn't it? Let's see, Griffin. Let's see what I'm going to dig up here. I need to get, let's see. Okay, I'm sorry.
She's laughing over there. She's like,
no, this is actually really a good one. It's actually the herb hawthorn. And it looks like, because it has little berries on it too, you know, when it blooms, the hawthorn plant. And what it's actually really, really good for is circulation. It has a lot to do with the heart health. You know, it's like a tonic. What it does is it helps to open up the arteries and it enhances the blood circulation through the body as well. So it helps with the oxygens and all of those different things coming through the body. Yes. Mm-hmm. It really does. So it's great leg circulation. And here's something else you may find that's very interesting as well with the hawthorn. And you can actually mix this as a tea as well, too. It helps with memory and alertness. So it's really one of those things that really just takes care of those places of the fourth chakra and the sixth and the seventh chakra. So it helps with those things of memory and alertness by supplying those things to what do you want to call, opening up the heart.
What it sounds like is like
helping to the brain. Yes, going to the brain. Yes. So what it does is it kind of clears out all the cobwebs away, and it helps you to improve your memory and your ability to stay focused and concentrate on things. So that's your herb for the night.
All right, Miss Blue. I'm going to clear some cobwebs out of my brain, all right?
There you go. Or your arteries. So it's very good for you. So this particular herb comes up. It just tells you that you got a lot of great things going on as well. So beautiful.
Okay,
and all of
cool.
it can be used. Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot, Miss Blue. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Peace and love, Griffin.
All right.
Yes. And since Griffin came up, we know he is famous for introducing us to one of our favorite milk thistle. You know, Brother Panic talked about that as well, and Griffin actually painted a picture of the milk thistle. If you guys have not seen Griffin's work, he does some amazing artwork, and he has a... Yes, milk thistle has gone around the world. I have people emailing me about milk thistle, and thanks to Griffin there. So let's talk about the milk thistle. Let's talk about the milk thistle. One thing about the milk thistle that is really interesting about this particular plant is that the milk thistle is actually a plant that grows very, very tall. It almost grows up to 10 feet tall. It's a very tall plant. And at one time, some of the mythology, because, you know, all of these herbs have their own mythology that is connected with them as well, it was also called the lady thistle or our lady's thistle after the Virgin Mary. And so it was believed that the milk from the Virgin Mary fell on the thistle leaves to give them sort of their milky white veins that they have in there. So that's where some of the milk thistle comes. Milk thistle helps with a lot of things. If you have headaches, milk thistle, if you have reoccurring headaches, milk thistle tea is excellent for that as well, too. If you're recovering from any kind of treatment, again, we talked about sort of using catnip, but catnip and milk thistle go together so perfectly. And don't cats love, don't you always see sort of they show the cat sipping on something that looks like milk or what they call to be milk? It's excellent for that. Milk thistle. It's excellent for recovery. So if you're recovering, this is an excellent tea. Withdrawal from drugs, alcohol, it's excellent from that. And, yes, Mountain Rose Herbs is a great place to go give herbs. Brother Panic gave that out on the show and told you guys as well, too. So that's a great place to go and get herbs as well. So thank you for putting that in the chat room as well, too. If you're... Let's say you've been on some medications, but you stopped taking it. This is an excellent tea to really kind of get that out of your body. Now, in China actually used milk thistle. And the reason that they use milk thistle in China is that it really helped from radiation. So radiation, anybody who has received any type of chemotherapy treatment, and you really want to recover from that, milk thistle is excellent for that. What it does is it actually aids recovery to the liver. And that was something that I know Brother Panic talked about as well, too. And any type of skin eruptions or anything like that, it's excellent for that. Milk thistle also helps from any kind of poison toxins that you have as well, too. It just helps with so many different things. And you can use all of the plant. You can use the whole plant to do that. You can use the whole entire plant to do that with. So milk thistle is one of those ones that definitely you want to get as well, too. And a place to get herbs is a Mountain Rose Herbs. And thanks, I think that was Trans who put that in the room there. But Brother Panic also had mentioned that on the show as well, too. So I definitely want you guys to check that out. Start buying these herbs, start working with them, and begin to use them as well, too, with good intentions. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 402. You're live in Remix.
Peace. Miss Blue, it's I.
Oh, greetings, Rebbe I.
That was fabulous.
Thank you for helping out. That worked
awesome.
Out so well.
That was all your layout design.
Yeah, I know the layout and the slides and everything was mine, but you helped me so we can get it where everybody can see it very quickly because my hands was just not moving fast enough. So I'm glad that I was able to hijack you for a little bit of help there as well.
With the orange juice, the fake orange juice, would it be better to just eat an orange instead of, or is that full of
pesticides? Yeah, it would be. It would be so much better to eat an orange, and particularly if we're talking about our children. And one of the other things to do is really sort of kind of follow the weather. Now, and you usually kind of can do the opposite. The first thing that we should be drinking in the morning to really kind of spark our bodies and heat ourselves up is to drink something warm. So even if in the morning you just drink you a cup of warm water with a little bit of lemon in it, that's going to really, really just help to warm your body up. It's kind of like starting your car, you know, when it's snowing outside and it's all cold. You have to kind of let it warm up before you get going. That's what you want to be doing to your body. So teas are an excellent way that you can begin to jumpstart your day and jumpstart your morning and really get those things into your body to begin to help itself heal itself while also just keeping you very alert and so that you can know your magic all through the day. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can I have an herb too?
You can have an herb. Let's see. Let's get you an herb. Your herb is garlic. And I know that's one of your favorite things, is garlic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's your herb there. So let's talk about garlic a little bit. I know you probably know some things about garlic. You want to share some things? Or you want me to share some things?
I know it's good for purifying the blood.
Mhm. I hear you. I'm listening.
That's why I use it. You got more?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. What else do you like about garlic, or do you cook with garlic? What else do you
do? I do a lot of cooking with it. I mean, I put it in potatoes mm-hmm. and chicken. About everything, cuz I like using like garlic powder and garlic salt more than I do regular salt. So I use that just as much as most people use table salt.
Mhm. 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 Okay. Well, I would say I'm reading the chat room and people are just too funny. Don't let nobody tell you something they not doing. Somebody talking about doing a coffee enema. Don't let nobody tell you nothing they ain't willing to try and show. Tell them to put it in video for you. Tell them to let you see them do it on video first and see how it works. Okay. Once they put it on video, then we can check it out. Yeah, do a presentation on a coffee enema. Yes, it does help to do that. It does. I'm being funny, but still, let me see you do it on video. Let me see you do it. Okay, so here we go. The other thing that we're going to talk about, I'm just being funny, you guys. Don't worry about it. I'm just being funny. It is really good for you as well, too. But sometimes one of the things that you guys are not going to hear me do, I'm not going to give you something that either I have not done or I've seen somebody else actually do, because there's a lot of things out here with herbs that, come on, just keeping it real with you. But it does help. But there's other things that you can do. You don't have to do coffee. You don't have to do coffee. You don't. So know that there's alternatives to it. Okay, so here we go. But coffee is actually excellent for you. We can talk about garlic. Even though we kind of think of garlic as an herb, it's kind of like, it's one of those fruits that actually is in the underworld. And that's why the garlic can be used. And it actually functions like melanin. Garlic really functions like melanin does. It grows underneath the ground, and it typically grows at night. When melanin comes alive, garlic comes alive. And, you know, Mr. Anderson talked a lot about garlic, too, from igrowyougrow.biz. We all need to jump on that and really begin to get into a lot of that as well, too. get into all of that as well. But, you know, one thing about garlic is it is a fire starter. You know, its element is actually fire. And garlic can be used for so many different things, like even soothing you if you have a cold or sore throat. It's really excellent for all of those things. Has a lot of healing properties to it. I don't really want to get into too much of the magical side of it, but let's talk about some of those things of garlic in the magical side. And some of those things is for healing. Healing, it is 100% for healing. So any healing that you need to have going on in your body that you're doing, you need to begin to cook with garlic. You need to begin to add garlic to things. You can make the syrup like I showed you there with the garlic as well. You can use it for your children and the whole family. So garlic is an overall healer. It also helps with protection and anti-theft. So garlic really, really helps with that. So if you want to cut down on some of those theft things that's going on, whether that's theft in many kind of ways, you can begin to use that as well, too.
And you also had a show. I remember now you had a show that was that you had mentioned put some garlic at the door, at the front door, or at
yes.
your doors
yes.
that absorbs mm-hmm. that energy. And I think even in the windowsill.
Yes, for feng shui, we talked about that. Yes,
yeah.
It sure does. Yes, so that is really, really good. Garlic is something excellent. It tastes good. It's good for you. And if you go back and listen to some of the shows that we did with Mr. Anderson, he will teach you and show you how to grow garlic in a bag. So you can even have that. And I think this is a great time of the year to begin to grow that. So igrowyougrow.biz. Mr. Anderson is the official gardener for the Remix, and you can actually go check him out because he will even do consultations with you to help you get your kitchen garden and all your different gardens started as well. I know that, Brother I know you grow a lot of herbs and different things yourself as well, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
so that's your
some
herb.
Now.
your herb is the garlic. Is
okay.
The garlic.
Thanks
you for calling
in.
Yes, yes, and thank you for your help as well. Peace. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 585, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Tasha from New York.
Greetings, Tasha from New York.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Tasha?
Okay, I'm feeling great. I wanted to put in ginger. Ginger is so good, teas. Yeah, for teas and like when you take a bath, that's perfect. And it's like exfoliation for like dry skin.
Okay, you know, excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
To rub off the dead skin with it. So I was wondering, do you see any herbs for me?
Yes, I do see a herb for you. Actually, it is the dandelion. How cool is that?
Okay.
It is the dandelion. Let's talk about the dandelion a little bit here so we can see. Are you in the chat room by chance?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Very, very good for you. So you're at work and you're calling in for work. So the dandelion is really one of those plants to come up. Have you seen dandelions around you? I know you're in New York, but even like
yeah,
in the
well,
summer.
Well, I'm in upstate New York, so yeah, you see a lot of dandelions up here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, the dandelion has a lot of nutritional values in it. It has iron. It has a lot of potassium in it. As well, vitamins A, B, and C. And they really call it sort of the little plant that roars. the little plant that roars because it helps. It's actually a mild a laxative. So even if you're ever constipated or anything, it really helps. If you have bloating going on, dandelion is what you can do. Use that. It's a great water retention as well, too. It's a diuretic. It really just helps to really, really help you with that. If you have issues with weight, any kind of issues with your weight, trying to balance that out, and who couldn't use help with that? The dandelion leaves are excellent for that. Excellent. It really helps. Anything to deal with your digestive system as well, too, it really helps that as well. It helps to prevent any type of water tension as well. And you can actually make it into a tea in the wintertime, and you can also make it in tonic. Now, one of the things I think that you're going to like the dandelion for is that it really helps with mood swings.
Okay.
It really helps with mood swings. Okay, I'm not going to say any more, but I think you know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
It helps when you have mood swings. So it really helps with that. So it's really, really nice for that. And also, just so everybody can know this as well, it's great for prostate cleansing. It really helps with that. It's antibacteria as well, too. So the dandelion, you can begin to use everything from the root to the leaves, everything. It could be made into a tonic for cleansing out the body. It makes you feel very, very cool and clean. You can use that in the summertime. It's excellent for the liver. It cleans out the liver. It really helps with that as well, too. And you can make a winter tea with it as well by using the leaves of it. So that's going to be excellent for you.
Okay, that sounds nice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And dandelion tea is excellent this time of the year. Putting a little bit of peppermint with it is going to be good after we've done all this holiday celebrating, eating, and just really just flush you out. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing that. That's some great stuff as well, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yes, Sandra's mentioning in the chat room, you can actually eat it in a salad as well, too. So it's excellent for all of those things as well. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Smith. It's Kendra from Louisiana.
Greetings, Kendra.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fine. I was just looking to see what herb came up.
Okay, let's see. You know, somebody asked me about this particular herb. Let me see, because I want to see. I'm just curious about something. So how you been doing? You have any of your favorite remedies that you want to pull up? any of your favorite things that you want to that you might have used yourself that maybe you can share with others?
Oh, I like to boil some water, lemon, and whiskey.
And did you say whiskey?
A little whiskey. It's a cold, like the flu or something. If you got something stuck in your throat or whatever. That'll knock it off real quick.
Well, you know, they call them, what do they call them, tinctures or tintonic?
A tonic, something like that.
Yeah.
And a little honey. I forgot the honey.
Yeah, you can mix that in there, and that's really, really great, too. That really helps. It helps. Now, believe it or not, yours that came up the first time. Well, let's just go with this. Okay, it's the plantain. Is the herb that came up for you?
I love it. I love plantain. Ooh.
Do you really? Yes. They call it the herb star. Of this. The plantain, really, it's been used for a lot of different usage. And some of the things that it's used for is it's a blood cleanser. And what it does is it helps to remove toxins from the blood. We talked a lot about colds and flus and different things like that. It's excellent for if you have a head cold, particularly if you have a head cold, and it kind of makes you feel like you're underneath the water, you can actually take this tea and really begin to drink it. It's excellent for that. If you're dealing with those things of asthma or tinnitus, that's what it's called. Yes. It's actually the Astra where you take it and you take an alcohol base, and we're talking about spirit alcohol, and you actually drink it. And you can actually give these to children too, but you give it to them in very small dosage because it has about even a banana has alcohol in it, about as much alcohol as a banana as well too. And so some of the things is if you have asthma, any type of allergies, this tea is really, really good. It helps to clear up all of the congestion and colds as well. Or if you have anything that's sort of kind of that's blocking any kind of passageways, particularly those going any type of phlegm in the body. Plantain really helps to get rid of those things as well, too. If you have a fungal infection, it's excellent for that as well, too. You can use the leaves and the teas and do that. It's excellent for hemorrhoids as well, too, any kind of hemorrhoids, any kind of infection, any kind of inflammation, any kind of mucus in the body. It's going to take care of all of that. It really is good for everything. Enlarged prostate, it's excellent for that. What else? Poison ivory, any kind of skin infections that can spread all over the skin and the body, even those things as scabies. We talked about this earlier, ringworms, shingles, herpes, any of those things. This is an excellent tea for that. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is you want to begin to mix. Mix some cinnamon in with it, because what cinnamon does is it helps our organs sort of kind of come back to their original shape, kind of get them back into their original shape. So it's excellent for that as well, too, bringing those different parts of our bodies back into its original shape. You can actually use the plantain as a tea, as a rinse for your hair, for those things we talked about in skin disorders. You can take it as a sitz bath as well if you're dealing with those, any kind of things such as scabies or even herpes, those type of things. It's very good for that. So that is the one that came up for you as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Peace and love. Thank you for calling in. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Nancy. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, Nancy. This is Nancy Lockhart, you guys. She is the country's leading legal analyst and also the author of What to Do. Every time I
when your ass gets locked up.
Yes. What to do when your ass gets locked up. And Nancy will tell you what to do to help you not get your ass locked up. Hence the name, Nancy Lockhart. So she definitely will help your heart get unlocked.
That's cute, Miss Blue. Thanks. I just wanted to say I grew up, you know, with knowing about whorehound actually for the flu, but many, many years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Lala Africa when he was in Atlanta.
Yes.
And whorehound was one of the herbs that he suggested that I take for fibroids.
Okay, yes.
And
yes.
I was actually scheduled for surgery. And followed, you know, the method that he gave me, and it actually worked. But, you know, a lot of people think that they can just take these herbs and not eat properly.
Oh, no.
One of the things with hemorrhoids, you know, milk and red meats and that kind of thing, you know, I had to adjust.
Oh, yes, it is. We are kind of loosely talking about these things because we're really kind of dealing with them. And I threw that in about the whorehound because it is excellent for fibroids. But there is a whole regimen that goes along with that to really take care of ourselves on many different levels. So, yes, definitely a very good point. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then cinnamon is great for diabetes also.
Yes, it is. If, and again, like I said, and thank you for that, it definitely you want to kind of monitor how you begin to use the cinnamon, whether you have insulin, you're using insulin, or you're not. Because that's going to fluctuate the difference, too. But thank you so much for calling in and sharing that.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Nancy. You guys, you definitely want to check out the Nancy Lockhart Show that's here on Blog Talk Radio as well. Nancy is also the official legal analyst for the remix as well, too. And definitely you guys want to support her as well. So thank you, Nancy. It's always a pleasure to have you on the platform.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right, we're going to continue on. We're live in the remix, everyone, here tonight. We're talking about brews and herbs and all of those magical things there. And as well, if you yourself are trying to get yourself on that path of health and you're interested in finding out more about that, the holistic readings that I do, I really call them life plans because it is. It is a life plan, like Nancy was saying. Taking these herbs, yes, these things can really, really help you when you want to begin to just take care of a cold or flu. But when you want to begin to get yourself in the position where you are taking care of all of your body, everything from the internal to the external to those things on the spiritual level as well too, then definitely the holistic reading may be something that you want to be interested in. You can email me for all the details at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And I definitely will send that email information out to you, myself or Sister Manya as well. And so now we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, okay. This is Mike from Cleveland. Hello?
You said Mike. Yes, is this, you said Mike from Cleveland. Greetings to you, Mike from Cleveland.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Blue? I'm King Kefius in the chat room.
Okay, greetings to you.
I got a question here. What's a good herb for sinuses? I got bad sinuses. I need to get surgery, but I'm trying to avoid that.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say what's a good herb for sinuses, have you been listening? You must have didn't catch the whole show because we gave out a lot. But let me see if I can give you one that maybe we have not talked about that will help you for sinuses as well, too. So is it just when you say you have sinus problems, do they tend to turn up at a certain time of the year? You know, what do you feel is going on more with your sinuses?
I got polyps, I know that. But it's usually worse in the wintertime.
In the wintertime. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's quite a few things, of course. You know, everything sort of kind of has a metaphysical side and everything sort of has a physical side. Some herbs that you can begin to work with, one is going to be plantain, which we talked about. Plantain is excellent for sinuses. Thyme is another one of those herbs that you can begin to use for sinuses. I would recommend that you drink these in a tea. Also, golden seal. Golden seal is excellent for sinuses, any kind of sinus problems or congestions. And bayberry. Bayberry isn't one that we've talked about tonight, but bayberry is works with sinuses as well, too. And again, these formulas that I'm giving to you here are things that you can begin to do to put it in a tea. Now, the other thing that I would suggest that you do is really begin to look around and see what things are sort of kind of causing irritation to you. So this could be your job where you're working at. This could be, you know, other things that you're dealing with, such as relationship things, because typically when these things happen, and they come up and they're dealing with the sinus, this is sort of some sort of interruption in your flow of how things that are irritating you. When we look at different things on the metaphysical side, when it comes
right.
to dealing with those things of sinuses. So
I know for a fact that I'm allergic to dust real
mm-hmm.
bad. So
yeah,
my job is kind of dusty.
It's dusty. Well, we're not talking about physical things. We're talking about an internal side, because usually
okay.
on a
okay.
metaphysical side, when you have sinuses, some person or someone close to you is irritating you. That's going to cause your sinuses to act up. So just think about it. It could be somebody at work. These are triggers for you, you know, getting you working with things like eucalyptus, maybe steaming some eucalyptus and breathing it in. It's also going to help you as well, too. You
I
want
those
some, things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have some eucalyptus here. How would you steam that? Just put it in some boiling water and let it breathe.
That's what you can do. You can put it in some boiling water. I'll tell you something else that really helps with sinuses that works very well. And even when I'm doing the holistic readings, this is something I refer people to. If you go to Queen Afua's website, she has something that's called the Breath of Life. And the Breath of Life is excellent, where you can begin to take that. That's for allergies, it's for sinuses, and you can go to her website and you can actually order that. It's called the Breath of Life, and it's excellent. Excellent.
What's the website?
It's Queen Afua, Q-U-E-E-N. Afua.com, queenafua.com. And you can let her know Miss Blue sent you as
okay.
well. All right.
Hey,
you're
got a
welcome.
Question. Can I get a herb?
You sure can. You sure can. The herb that is coming up for you is eyebright. Have you ever heard of eyebright?
Yeah, I did. I can't remember what it was for, but I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of times nature actually just kind of tell us by their names of what we call them, what they're used for. And eyebright, somebody said, can I get a herb? Eyebright is really excellent. It's excellent for dry, inflamed eyes. If you have any kind of eye infection, it's excellent for that too. Definitely for us in our day-to-day use, we actually work on the computer a lot, so staring with the eyes. And it helps everything in this passageway. So I can see why Spirit sort of chose this herb for you, because it takes care of the eye, nose, and throat. So everything up in there, that tea really helps to ensure health in this area. So eyebright is one of those herbs that you want to get. And eyebright is one of those herbs that you can actually have it warm. You can have it as an ice, or you can even have it as a tea. And you can actually take it and you can use it on pets for eye infections and inflammation as well. It's excellent for hay fevers as well, too. So, eyebright.
Thanks. Thanks, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Peace and love to you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in. Oh, you forgot to get an herb from me. Okay, well, I'll have to get you. Well, calling in from area code 718, you're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Lou.
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. This is Cass from Brooklyn. And I want to know, what's good for asthma in children? Because my ex went to the doctor, and they actually put both of my daughters on these breathing treatments, and they given her what's it, Betazone 9, I think that's
mm-hmm.
how you pronounce it. Better that. Like, what kind of herb can I give my daughters? Like, one
now,
is 1 year old, and one is 3.
One is. Tell me the ages again.
1 and 3.
1 and 3, yes. This is where this is where this is going to come into play for you very, very much. This has a lot to do with their diet, and I think you know that. I would like for you to email me afterwards. I don't even know if we have enough time, but we're going to talk about some of the herbs and some of the things you can do. It's real important to start to think about asthma and what that is. And that is really when we look at the metaphysical side of this for asthma, not the physical side because we know things can come, but this will be something for you to help you as well, too, in nurturing your children. Asthma is really sort of what causes asthma or what comes out in asthma. It's really sort of being smothered with love. You know how somebody gives you this hug so tight you can't breathe?
Yeah.
So typically children, and I'll just tell you what I'm picking up intuitively, we want to love our children, but we don't want to smother them. We don't. So that's just a note for you as a parent. You don't want to smother them with that because this is the inability to breathe for oneself, the inability to really express themselves. They feel sort of stifled, and that stifledness may not be coming from you. So I'm not saying that this is what you're doing, but these are some things to begin to look at because we know that everything starts in the mind and then it manifests itself. And so also the need to suppress crying. What's important is that one of the things my mother used to tell me, and I pass this on to my children, we know that children are going to cry. We know that they're going to cry. But there's a difference between a child screaming, I'm not talking about that, and just hollering. I'm not talking about that. I think we all know what that is. But
yeah.
A child that really suppresses the need to cry, like holds it in, but they want to cry. They won't let it out.
My daughters cry a lot, so I don't know if it's that. And actually, I don't even believe they have asthma, but my ex-wife took them to the doctor, and like, I'm metaphysical or spiritual, whatever you want to call it, and
right.
She's really not. So, like, she's just kind of, you know? But,
yeah, it's kind of tricky there. So, good. That's the first step is not to really believe they have asthma, but you do want to do what you need to do to keep them in the place so that they can begin to heal themselves from what Western society is calling it. So I got that.
Yeah.
So here's
yeah.
something I want you to work with as an affirmation you can begin to give to them. It has a lot to do to know that it is safe for me to take charge of who I am. It's safe for me to take charge of who I am. I choose to be free. And as a gatekeeper to your parent, you can begin to work with this energy. So now let's talk about some of the things that you can begin to give to your children for asthma, which these were some of the ones we covered on the show. Chamomile is going to be one of those soothing ones as well. Chamomile is going to be excellent to help with that of asthma. Another one that's going to be excellent, we talked about as well, too, is actually going to be parsley. Because what you want to do is help to flush some of those toxins. Are they on any kind of medicines at this particular time? You said they're taking some medicine?
Yeah, an inhaler, the medicine from the inhaler, and some type of antibiotic she's given to my youngest daughter. It's called amoxicillin. And she gives them, like, anything they tell her to give them. And it really, it upsets me. I really can't say nothing about
yeah.
it.
Right.
You know?
Well, here's the thing to know, and I know that as our children, and especially those of us who understand things that we do understand, we have a tendency to only want it one way, but know that definitely you can send good intentions in healing. I'm not totally against Western medicine as either, because sometimes it is needed. Herbal medicine sometimes take a long time for those things to kick in. It is a lifestyle, and I know you know that as well. But horsetail is going to help to build their lung strength.
as well too, and repair any tissues. We talked about that. So horsetail, mixing sort of the horsetail tea together, mixing it with the chamomile tea, it's really going to help as well too. You want to put small doses in there because they are children and have them sip on that. Catnip tea, it's going to be excellent. And feverfew, it's an herb called feverfew, which is excellent for asthma.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, feverfew. So you really want to begin to work with that. You can also email me as well, too, as well to take a look and see those things. You always want to kind of look at some of, maybe do some Googling and think about the intervention if you're going to start putting them on herbs and what they're doing, just to see if there is. In most cases, there's not going to be anything, but you want to think about that. Again, another thing that I would recommend is that you get the book as well by Queen Afua, Heal Thyself, because in there she talks about her breath of life, which that has a lot of things. It has eucalyptus oils in there, herb in there, which is a safe amount that you can actually begin to use. But feverfew is going to be one of the excellent ones in a tea to begin to use. And then those things that we talked about earlier, just really kind of drawing those toxins out by using the triple goddess water for them to drink, taking the herbs in the yalder tea and putting it in the sock and having them sort of kind of sweat it out in the middle of the night. It's going to be a way to detox their body at a safe level. So even if the medicine is coming in, you're making sure it gets flushed out of their system in their body as well, and building them up at the same time so that they can continue to be independent of this.
Okay. And I'll email
right?
you too.
Yes, yes. Beautiful. Do that.
Yes. Do you have an herb for me?
Yes. Let me get an herb for you. I had your herb. Let me see if I can and pick that herb up. And actually, this herb that comes up is so perfect. And this is the rosemary. Rosemary. Yeah. Yeah. So rosemary, you know, is one of those herbs that's really, really good. It's a relaxer. The rosemary, it can help you to just relax. It's also that symbol of love and remembrance. It's excellent from everything from the skin to everything, to your digestive system. It helps to keep waste from accumulating within your body as well. It's a recovery for the blood. The rosemary helps to bring the blood to the skin, and it gives you that beautiful glow. You can use it, the tea, as a stimulant for hair growth on your scalp and to help your hair grow as well, too. It really, really helps you to relax your nervous system. So it eases those things of anxiety, depression, or even if you're having a tension headache, it really just helps to relax the body. It brings you into that place there to really help you. Our ancient ancestors in Egypt used to really grow rosemary and have it everywhere. So the name rosemary is everywhere. So it is really one of those herbs that is definitely all about love. It's all about healing. It has a lot of magical properties as well, too. But tonight we're talking about this. But the rosemary is excellent also for recovery. And this is the stage that your children are in right now. They're recovering. So recovering from some of these different medicines that they're doing, it's excellent for senior citizens as well, too. But any kind of surgery or any kind of recovery, just to kind of get you to restore your own immunity within your health. Now, another thing that you can do, and I just did this the other night, I took some rosemary herbs, just took a whole bunch of them and threw them in the shower and turned the water up nice and hot and took a shower. So that steam from the rosemary just really helping to sort of ease the nervous system. We're bombarded with so much things in our lives, and this rosemary really helps with that. So the tea is excellent. You can make rosemary tea and have a little tea party with the girls and sit down with them as they drink the tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, such a loving brother. Thank you so much for calling in as well,
yeah,
too. And let me know how it goes.
Yeah, Ashe.
Ashe, peace and blessings. All right. We have 4 minutes left to go in the forum. Can you guys believe this? 4 minutes. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Yes, greetings.
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Crystal. I'm Dev Raj in the chat room.
Okay, greetings.
And the herb I would like to talk about would be cayenne pepper. I had tonsillitis when I was a kid. And my grandmother, she put some cayenne pepper in some hot water. And, and I just drank that down, and I never had it again. I never had that problem again. I was
very
sick like crazy. I mean, everything came out. I mean, it was so hot, but, you know, everything worked its way out of my system.
Yes, and that's one of the things that cayenne does. It heats the body up. It's excellent for circulation health, speed up healing. Yes, cayenne. Yes.
And do you have an herb for me?
Yes, let's see here. Let's see if we can get an herb for you. Oh, it's one we haven't talked about tonight, but it's really, really good. Echinacea.
Oh, okay.
Echinacea. And echinacea is one of those real powerful herbs as well, too, that's used. I remember the first time I heard about echinacea. So echinacea is definitely excellent. The tea helps to fight on infections. It stimulates the immune system to really kind of get it in that place of recovery. Somebody asked about boils and abscesses. If you have any kind of inflammation going on, it is excellent for that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
As well,
thank you.
Too. Yes, all right. Well, thank you so much for calling in as well.
Thank you.
All right, peace and love. All right, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, you guys. So now we're going to go to the next caller. We have 2 minutes left to go in the forum. I want to thank you guys. I definitely want to give a big thanks to Brother I for helping us to go on our road trip tonight. We had a great time going over there and taking a look. If you guys like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. No, you can always reach out to me as well, too, if you're interested in any of the readings or even the holistic readings as well, too. I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a holistic practitioner, and so you can reach out to me as well. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue at gmail.com. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. And definitely, I want you to... go over to Facebook and like it on Facebook and leave a comment as well, too, to leave a comment over there as well, too. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Having a lot of fun here tonight. We're going to continue to take calls. We'll be doing it back here Sunday night. Definitely would love to hear you guys' feedback on the show tonight. Thank you all for participating. You guys have been a blast. And sharing all of your recipes as well, too. We'll be doing more of these. So just remember some of the things that we talked about tonight. Download, download, download. Don't forget to download this show and all of the remix shows as well, as well, too. So peace and love to you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. I just don't want to leave you guys here, but we're going to go to the next caller and try to get all of these calls in as well. So I want to thank to all of you who helped out in the show and shared your information as well, too. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 312. You're live in the remix.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, remix family. Esther.
Hey, Esther.
I wanted to ask about herbs that can help with dry skin, especially in the winter here in Chicago because it's so cold. I have a lot of, like, natural cocoa butter, shea butter, like those types of products. But I was wondering, are there any herbs that can help with that as well, and also with your nails drying out, because I don't wear any fake nails or anything, so I just have my natural nails, and I just notice a lot of times in the winter, my nails, like the nail bed, will get really, really dry, and I have to put the I put like little different oils on it. It doesn't always help, so I was just wondering if there's any type of herbal remedies for that.
Yes, yes, definitely, and that's a very good point, because we can do a lot of these things to definitely help treat the inside, but we need to have those things to treat the outside. One of those things that's going to be excellent, yes, is horsetail. So you can actually take some horsetail, and what you want to do is soak it in, you want to soak it in some oil. You can soak it in some oil. So olive oil will work, sunflower seed oil. You can soak it in some oil, coconut oil as well too. And then you're going to sort of kind of strain it out so you have the oil. And then you want to rub that oil. You can actually begin to use that oil on your skin. You can use it directly on your skin. And what's good is you can actually mix some chamomile in there, some marshmallow, and in there as well too, and mix it in there and begin to put it all into the oil and begin to use that sort of on your skin. And then at night, what you want to do is maybe lather yourself down. You really want to use those places on your feet, so you can actually do the sock treatment on your feet, and then just take an old sock and put it on top. And then you want to make sure you rub it around your cuticles and your oil beds. That's going to be really, really good. And you can actually drink red clover tea, which is going to help you on an internal level, mix with lavender as well, and put some thyme in there. And just kind of drink that, and that's going to help your skin on the outside. Now, what is going to be excellent for this time of the year that's important, Esther, and I know you do this as well, I talked about this on a show, is to get a brush, one of those loofah brushes, like a back scrubbing brush.
Yes, yes.
And you want to do a dry brush. And whenever you do a dry brush, for you guys who are not familiar what a dry brush is, you want to start from the base of your foot. You want to start from the bottom, and you want to brush up, going towards your heart. That's what you want to do. You want to do some dry brushing all the way up towards your heart. And then when you get to the top, you want to brush inward towards your heart. You always want to keep that flow there. This is helping the lymphatic system within your body, so things are moving themselves around on an internal level. And then you can take some, I almost said the olive oil you have on your altar, but you can take some olive oil. Let me slow down. Okay, so you can take some olive oil, and you can just begin to anoint your body with it. Just take it and anoint your whole body with that olive oil and begin to speak to your body, speak to your organs. You know, this is something that Queen Afua is big on as well, and myself too, in my holistic practice. It's calling your body, speak to the organs, speak to your skin. The skin is the largest organ on our body. You can talk to it. You can tell your skin, I want you to absorb this. You can love on your skin and tell your skin what you want it to do. So these are going to be some excellent things that after you do the dry brush and you get into your Let's Get Naked time, which is a part of the audio workbook, anoint your body from top to bottom and begin to just put that on your skin, and you'll see that that's going to take care of that dryness, because I hear Chicago was down in the teens, today.
Yeah. It's cold and windy, and I just find that, I mean, I've tried really hard to kind of stay rather up. I make sure that I stay hydrated. And this time of year, though, it just gets to be real, and it's only certain parts of my skin. It's only like my nails will get dry or like one part of my leg, and I'm like, what is this about? So
yeah.
That's what
and
I'm trying to combat.
Yes, that whorehound, horsetail is excellent for that. So whatever teas you decide, if it's the lavender and you want to put the chamomile in there and some of the other things we talked about, take some whorehound and put it in there because it is excellent for the nails, the skin, and the hair, and mix it up in the tea because it'll take those brittle nails, you know, it'll take that brittleness out of there. It restores the tissue, and it has those vitamins that's very hard to get to go into those different places. So it's excellent for that.
Okay, great. I also want to get an herb, of course.
Oh, you want to get a herb too? Okay, let's see. The herb that came up for you is comfrey. Comfrey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, comfrey. Now, what comfrey is good for, believe it or not, is for joint pains. So any kind of sprains, any kind of joints, fractures, that's what comfrey is used for. Comfrey is really, really excellent for that. And what you can actually do is, throughout history and how comfrey is used, it says that comfrey can actually repair fractures and restore muscle tissue. So comfrey is excellent for that. It promotes a lot with the muscles, the cells, the bones, and everything. So you can actually take a tea of this comfrey, and you can actually use it as a warm compress, and you can put it on different areas of your body. So maybe a sprained muscle, if you pulled the muscle, or if there's a muscle that's a little tight, you can actually do that as well. You can actually use it for a wash as well, too. So take the comfrey tea and mix it with a little bit of thyme tea, and that's excellent to use as well, too. So it's called the herb for repairs. So whenever there's something that needs to be repaired, you can actually begin to use the comfrey, and it's going to speed that up as well, too. You can also take it on the inside. A comfrey is called the rapid or the fast healer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome.
Yes. Yes. And you want to take that in small doses. You don't want to use, that's not a tea. Comfrey is not one you want to do a lot of. But if you have that going on, you can actually use that external and internal.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace
okay,
and love.
Thank you
for calling in.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Excellent. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like... Let's see, area code 770, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Ruby Brown from Marietta, Georgia.
Greetings to you, Ruby.
This is my first time calling. I do listen to you on another show with Brother Panic. But
that's this show as well. It's this show.
Oh, okay.
It's still a remix.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, I don't have any remedies. This is new for me. But I have a question for you. I am considered an anemic, and I have this craving to have, and I'm almost ashamed to say it, to have cornstarch in my mouth. Just the dry texture of it is, I don't know. I don't swallow it. I used to swallow it, but I try not because I know it's not good. But just to have it in my mouth, just the dry texture.
Right.
And I crave it, and I was just wondering if there's anything that you could recommend at this time.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. That's really not unusual. It sounds like it's unusual, but it's really not unusual to have these sort of cravings when we have different things. A lot of times what happens is when our bodies knows that it's missing certain things, it will crave certain things. And typically those things of being anemic, sometimes when people iron gets very low, they'll have these weird cravings for different things and different things that are going on within our body that really, really begins to help that. How long have you had this, Ruby? How long have you known that you've been sort of or had these tendencies of being anemic?
It's been a long time, more than 2 years.
Yeah, and so here's what we're going to do, and I'm going to give you some herbs, but I want you to take a look at this, and I'm also going to give you sort of what I call a magical statement that you can begin to work with to really kind of help you. This will help you with the cravings. It'll also help to bring that energy of anemic into balance as well, too. So a couple of things. Anemic, when we begin to look at sort of what the root of this is and where this stemmed from, these are some things that sort of may have gotten set up a long time ago, particularly from situations where you had to sort of defend yourself or speak up for yourself or to let people know, hey, wait a minute, don't just walk all over me. Can you relate to that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so really what that comes from is sort of having this attitude, and at one time in your life it was something that you needed, you understand. I think we all can attest to a time where we had to kind of fight for our space, not that we wanted to take over anybody else's, but just to say, don't just keep pushing me around. You know, I can think for myself, I can do things. And this is sort of that yes, but attitude. And it really is about the fear of life a little bit, about that balance in life and not feeling good enough. So this is sort of some of the things at the root that sort of got breaded into this particular energy. And a lot of times as we do, we grow with age and wisdom. You know, things that we do in our lives really begin to teach us different things about ourselves. But what happens is we don't get rid of those things we no longer need. And so to really help you to remove that energy, because you're in a place now where you're not fighting for who you are, correct?
You are so correct, Ms. Blue. Yes.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. That's a good thing. So now here's what I want you to work with, and you can write this down. You can begin to use this. I want you to carry it with you. And typically I say use it. Take it and say it out loud. That's how you take sort of these things of what I call antidotes or magical statements, and this is how you make them magical, and this is how you make them spiritual to help cause transformation. And that is to say, it is safe for me to experience joy in every area of my life. I love life, and I love me. So it is safe for me to experience joy in every single area of my life. I love life and I love me. And you're going to say that 3 times a day or whenever, and particularly when you're getting that craving to just go scoop that stuff out of the box and put it in your mouth. That's when you're going to say it. To really begin to work with that. If you heard the beginning of the show where I talked about the triple goddess healing water, that's going to help you too, because it's going to cleanse those things out of your system. So now we're going to talk about how you can mix together a tea to really satisfy that part of you that may feel that it's causing the anemia to come on, to really kind of balance that. And so some of those that you want to begin to work with is going to be hawthorn. We talked about the herb hawthorn. It's going to be great to work with. Dandelion as well.
Uh-huh.
And oat straw is excellent.
What is that one, that last one?
Oat straw, OATSTRAW, I believe. Oat straw.
Okay.
And you can begin to mix them up in a tea. And just, you know, as you're going through your day or maybe when you're getting up in the morning, it's just going to help you to really sort of kind of just balance yourself out. Oat straw is really going to be good because it's like a body tonic. It really just helps to full and strengthen your whole immune system and help you with your energy. It also helps to stabilize the thyroids. It regulates the sugar in the blood. It helps with cholesterol. I mean, it does everything. It sort of kind of helps your nervous system. You know, it's a sweet sort of kind of wholesome tea that has a lot of power in it. So it's really good. And you can just sort of kind of sip on that and just, you know, really take yourself in a light meditation. You can say the affirmation I gave you, and that's going to help you to work to bring yourself into balance.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Ms. Blue, and you were right on point. So I really do need to get that reading from you. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. It was a joy to hear you for the first time, and I'm so excited to have you call in. It's always wonderful to hear all of the remixers that's out there that's coming from all over the world. And your energy is amazing, and I'm sure you'll have more wisdom to share with us as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Blue, and it won't be the last time. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace and blessings. All right. That's wonderful. It's always good to hear people call in for the first time. We're going to go to the next caller. Can you guys believe we're in the after hours? And we're still talking about what? Brews and herbs and all kinds of good things. Sharing. You guys got things you're sharing as well. And we're doing some herb readings here. So fun, fun, fun. I'm going to drink some more Triple Goddess water while we go to the next caller calling in from area code 469.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. This is Terry from Texas.
Greetings to you.
I was just listening to your last caller, and I have anemia too, but mine's from my fibroids. So, and I do not want to have surgery, and I am the only one in my family that have went this long, 46, and they normally have, what, mid-20s? To like the beginning of their 30s, they had to have a lot of hysterectomy. So I'm the only one that's still hanging in there, but it's tough. It is really tough.
Yeah, it is. You know, it really is tough to deal with, but you're definitely very strong as well, too. And, you know, you're strong, and I know you can make it. I know you can make it through this and really begin doing this as well. You know, the interesting thing, and I did a show and where we talked about fibroids and fibroids tumors, and one of the interesting things is there's quite a few readings that I've done, the holistic readings, where I actually did meditations. And one of the sisters, she's amazing. She actually was able, where I take you in and you can actually do an x-ray on yourself and see the fibroid and be able to work with it and see it. And she has since been on her regimen to work with the things that I've given her in the holistic reading, life plan reading, to really heal herself and really get the fibroids out. Because what's interesting about us as women is we have two hearts, and that's the one in our chest and the one between our legs. And so oftentimes what happens in your body, it's almost like looking for a vulnerable spot. And this is what happens when things come to us. It is us looking for vulnerability, you know, that place of us being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody just left a beautiful message for me. I have to send them a heart. So, you know, fibroids are definitely one of those things that what happens is this is really about hurt from a partner. This is really about where all the pain goes for us as women, where our hurt goes. It is sort of that dumping ground, you know, that we put on. We talk about men that sort of kind of want to be the tough guy, but we're the ones that's really tough because inside we're dealing with all of these different emotional things and really these different feelings and things that we have going on that we don't often get to express. So this is where these things are going, and this is what the fibroids are. It's really a blow to us. You know, most of us have, when we have these fibroid problems, they're things dealing with relationships. You know, it's hurt and pain that you dealt with, and this is where it's gone. So I'm not against surgery. I think sometimes, but I am against them taking the uterus because they don't need to do that. You know,
that's
this
what
is something
they want to do. Yeah. That's what they want to do, and I want to avoid that.
Well, the first thing that I would recommend you do, you can actually contact me, and we can talk about doing a holistic plan for you. But a lot of things that we talked about here on the show, you can begin to do now, and that is the Triple Goddess. You can begin to drink the Triple Goddess healing water every single day. That's with the distilled water, lemon, and parsley in it. It's going to help to detox those things out of you. Start doing the castor oil packs. you need to begin to put those castor oil packs over your uterus and using that. And that castor oil is going to help to sort of kind of crystallize that fibroid. And then the water is going to help flush it out of your system. You know, really working
water?
With those things.
The distilled water?
Yes. Were you here?
Okay.
If you didn't get a chance to hear the whole show, I want you to go back and download it because I give you the recipe for making the Triple Goddess Healing Water and to begin to do that and work with those because those are going to be some excellent things that you can do. But I'm also concerned about where you are as far as your consciousness in this and working on that level because what you want to do for everything that you let out, you have to replace it with something or it becomes just the empty space. This is why sometimes some women have gone and they've gotten rid of fibroids and they come right back because they didn't replace that emptiness in them. They didn't fill it with anything. So anything you take out of the body, I'm big on this in my holistic practice, you have to fill it with something. That space has to be filled. So I don't care if you do some visualization at the middle of the night and you see some of these things coming out of your body, being disposed from out of your body, you have to put something else back in that place.
Okay, agree.
Yes. So these are some of the things. So here's an antidote that you can begin to start to work with. And anyone else that's dealing with those things, the fibroids or cysts that they're dealing with. And this is, I release the pattern in me that attracted this experience. It is about you releasing. This is a big part. This is why baths is so important because water is that element. And if we can remind ourselves to be like water, you know, and really just to flow like water, then we can release some of these baggages from ourselves. So it's about you releasing that pattern that you've attracted to yourself. And now getting into the place that you recognize that you only create goodness in your life. That's what you do. We are creatress, and we're always creating. To create is to live. And so I challenge all of the sisters to look around in your life and make sure every day that you're creating something. Because when you're creating, you're living. That's what we came to do, to create. So I don't care if that's a meal. I don't care if that's something on your job. Acknowledge yourself for creating something. If it's a wonderful experience, you need to acknowledge your creations every single day because that's what we're here to do. And brothers are here to father. So brothers with prostate problems or any kind of problems of that nature, you need to make sure that you're fathering something. And we know that when we're creating, when we're fathering, or when men are fathering, we're in that state of pure love. So this is when you begin to start thinking about those things of pure love in your life.
Okay.
Because when you're in that state, you're doing what you came here to do. So work with that affirmation statement. That's going to help you. I definitely want you to go back and download the show because we covered a lot of those things that you can begin to do. Typically, whorehound, which is a herb, you can actually make. It's H-O-R-E-H-O-U-N-D.
Okay. Okay.
And it's often known as the eye of the star or also known as the seed of Heru. And so it's excellent. It also helps with negativity. You can mix it as a tea. It's excellent for fibroids as well, too.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Would love a herb from you, please.
You said what now?
Can you pull up an herb for me, please?
Oh, yes, I'll pick an herb for you. Let's see.
Thank you.
All right, the herb that came up for you is St. John's wort.
Okay.
Yes, and this is an excellent herb, St. John's wort. Let me tell you, this particular is really, really good if you have any problems with your menses or women who are going through what the Western world call menopause, or that transition within life where you just take a pause there for a moment. That's what I say, where those women are pausing for just a second. It's really, okay, really good at leaving any kind of pain or any kind of discomfort, any kind of tension, and also any of those things that could be brought on for a depressant, because it's an antidepressant. Sometimes we can begin to not, maybe we won't think of ourselves as being depressed, but when we begin to reflect on some of the things in our lives, you know, sometimes those couldas, those shouldas, and those wouldas,
right.
I think they get all of us. This really, St. John's wort really just helps you to get out of that coulda, shoulda, woulda. And so it's antidepressant. And what it does is it really helps to, it's like a tonic for your nerves. It really kind of helps to ease those things with the nerves. So this is excellent for you to begin to work with as well. And you can actually take it and drink it as a tea right before you go to bed. It's also known as that herb as the restorer. And you're in that state where you're restoring your foundation, where you're restoring yourself back to that state of being the creatress that you are, the beautiful, the powerful sister that you are, and standing on your square. So it's not you changing, because you don't need to change. You just need to restore yourself. And that's the process you're in. You're in the process of restoring. And this is why St. John Wort's came up for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you so much. So much.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate you as well. And thank you for calling in, even though you guys know appreciate ain't my word. But I feel your intentions in it. So I accept that.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Thank you, too. Peace and love. Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Greetings.
Hi, good night. Hello?
Greeting. Hello. Oh, they must not want to be on the phone. They must not want to be on the phone. I don't think they wanted to be on the phone. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you come from. Sorry.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Hello. I am Stardisha, and I'm calling from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
And I am new to the show, and I was calling to see if you had an herb for me.
Oh, it's so good to have new people call in the show. I love it, and thank you for calling in. And yes, I have an herb for you. The herb for you that came up is the red clover.
Red clover.
Red clover. And let's talk a little bit about the red clover, because the red clover is good for a lot of different things. Red clover, when I think of red clover, one of the things that it's actually excellent for is red clover is great if you have pink eye. So anybody who's ever had pink eye, red clover is good. You can actually take a tea bag, you can simmer it. Let me use the correct terms with teas. Simmer it, and then stick the tea bag in there. And then after you simmer it, you want to take it out and let it kind of get a little bit warm. And then you take the tea bag and you're going to wipe from the inside all the way out, like you're making a U on your eye. So you can do that to both eyes. That's going to help with pink eye. Or you can take the tea bag and just lay it over the eye that is infected, or if you have a problem with that, it's excellent for that. So that will take care of that as far as eye infections. So anything with eye infections, red clover is excellent for that. It's also excellent for any kind of colds. If you're dealing with anything of bronchitis or coughs, Red clover is excellent for that. For any type of respiratory infection, it's excellent. If you have a skin infection, it's excellent for that too. So you can actually use it if you have, eczema.
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent for eczema or any type of paralysis, skin paralysis there. You can actually make it into a rinse for the skin as well, too. So it's excellent for that. Also for hair, it's good. You can use it for a rinse on dry hair. If you have dry scalp, it's excellent for that. You can use it as that, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for listening. Definitely, if you're on Facebook, make sure you go over to Facebook and the Remix Family group and add yourself, click to be added to the group there. Lots of great things over there. The Remix Family is always sharing and doing those other things, all other things over there as well, too. So it's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace and blessings. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 937. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
This is Jay Wood. How's everybody doing? Hey.
hey, Jay Wood.
Basically, I was going to ask, I'm always hot for some reason. Don't know what it is, but I was just curious, like, did you have anything for that? Because, like, it could be, like, regular room temperature and I'll still be hot.
So let me ask you a question, though. When you say you're always hot, is this when you take your temperature? Do you have a fever? Or is this just sort of some internal thing that's going on where you're hot?
It's an internal thing where I'm always hot.
Okay. Well, one of the things I would recommend for you is peppermint.
Okay.
And interesting enough, and let me tell you why, peppermint is actually the herb that came up for you. Peppermint is a very, very cooling herb. In Chinese medicine, they have certain herbs that heat you up and certain ones that cool you down. And peppermint is one of those that really just sort of kind of cools you down, the peppermint. Even when you think about putting a peppermint in your mouth, you know, it just has sort of that cooling effect. But what's interesting about when you said you have heat and you have fever, it's a couple of things that you can take a look at when it becomes this on this internal temperature that really goes on with raising the temperature. How long has this been going on for you?
For a long time. Like, so I want to say since I was like in the teens.
For how long?
Since I was in the teens.
Since you've been in your teens, this
yeah.
has been going for you to really have it. Okay, so we're going to stay really kind of planted on the physical level here. We're not going to get into the woo-woo, but I'll tell you this. You've had a lot of things that really have caused your kundalini energy to rise. You've been doing a lot of changing since you've been in your teens. Wouldn't you agree with that? Gone through a lot of changes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this internal heat that you're feeling, that you're carrying about around in your body, is really, it has a lot to do with your nervous system. And this is what I'm picking up here, is that it has a lot to do with the nervous system. Now, what's interesting is that the peppermint and peppermint tea, what it does is it actually calms the tension and the stress. Because sometimes we can be stressed and not know we're stressed. At all, not know that we're stressed. And so peppermint is really going to help you with that. You can actually just take you, make some peppermint tea, and you can actually put it in a glass, and it's just going to cool your inner tension. It's just going to ease you down and cool you down and also help to boost your energy. So you can make it as an iced tea as well, too, and just sort of get it. You don't want to have it extremely cold, but you want to have it. And you can also use it at night as well, too. It'll help you to just really get a good rest. But a lot of that has to do with the tension and the stress that's going on in your life. Now, also, what peppermint helps with for anybody else who's listening is it's excellent for toothaches and also cavities as well, too. You want to mix it together as well. And have the wet sort of tea bag, and you want to press it right on whatever infection or tooth or cavity that is bothering you as well, too. So that helps also. Drinking, it's because you're having problems with your tooth as well?
No. I know somebody else had a situation with their tooth. I was just listening. Go ahead. Okay.
All right. Well, and also it's really, really good if you have body odor as well, too. Peppermint is excellent for that, too. So you can actually drink it as a tea and make some extra and put it in the bathtub as well, too, to take a bath with it as well. So those are some things. So this internal clock, what I would recommend for you, peppermint is going to be one of those things that I would recommend as well. And also the thymus gland is really, or the thymus is what actually regulates the temperature in your body as well. So that may be something you want to take a look at there too, to see why this internal temperature is raising. But you said when you take your temperature, you don't feel hot, but you just have heat within your body. It's also a sign, we're not talking about it per se here tonight, but it's a sign of healing. And so you can also get into those different modalities of healing and recognize a lot of healers will carry heat within their body as well, too. That's one of the signs of them. Yeah.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, and thank you for calling in. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Flo. On this Reason.
Who's on the line?
This is Reason 13.
Oh, it's greetings. Greetings.
Sorry. This is my first time calling in. I wanted to see if you had an herb for me.
I sure do. The herb I have for you is cranberry, one of my favorite. I love cranberries.
Okay.
Cranberries. And cranberries are really good for a lot of different things. Definitely, it works in so many different ways. It's excellent for those things of urinary tract infections as well, too. These are some of the things that can actually happen during intercourse as well, or they can actually come from the bacteria that's just actually within our body as well, too. And so it's excellent for that. So cranberries are excellent for that. It also helps with breaking down different enzymes and different things that may lie within our intestines. So it fights those things of E. coli, so making sure. It also helps to clear things out the bladder, any kind of infection that goes on in the bladder as well, too, or any inflammation as well. It's excellent for women. You can make it as a tea, and you can actually drink it. It's excellent. Again, flushing things out the bladder as well. And it helps. You can mix it with echinacea. You can also mix chamomile with it as well. Cranberries really have so many different things to help us with, particularly when it comes to our immunity, you know, helping us with those things of immunity as well, too. And believe it or not, I won't say that. Cranberry, iced cranberry tea, too, really helps with a lot of different things as well, too. But, yeah, cranberries really, really helps with that, too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, and thank you for being a first-time caller. Oh, and by the way, make sure you change the battery in your smoke detector. I can always pick those things up right away. It's something to do with past life with me, but you want to check that smoke detector, okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, it's Lauren from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Greetings to you. Greetings, greetings.
I just wanted to call in and get an herb.
Okay, you wanted, and you said, who's this calling from Cincinnati?
Lauren.
Lauren. Lauren. Okay, Lauren, here's what came up for you. This is called the butcher's broom. The butcher's broom herb.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the butcher's broom. So let's talk about the butcher's broom because this is an interesting herb right here. And one of the things about the butcher's broom is that it's all branches and it has no leaves. But it does produce kind of like a greenish kind of flower with like red berries on it. Now, the butcher's broom, yes, that's what it's called, the butcher's broom. The butcher's broom is one of the best internal cleaners there is. What it does is it helps to remove the toxins and then it renews your energy. And what the butcher's broom does is it makes sort of this clean sweep through your kidneys and your liver, and it's excellent for men through their prostates because they have the large prostates. Yes, it's excellent for that. It's an energizer as well, too. It helps to energize that. It helps to renew circulation within the body and the organs and the brain as well, too. It strengthens the muscles and the blood vessels, and so it helps to move things around. And for women, if you sometimes during that time of the month have swollen legs or ankles, it's excellent for that. It helps to circulate things. It helps prevent fluid retention in the legs and in the ankles as well too. And you can use all parts of it. So the butcher's broom is what herb is for you. And you can actually mix that into a tea and put some other things in there because it has vitamins B1 through 3, vitamin C, calcium, iron, all of that, magnesium. It has all of these things. So it's really good. It's diuretic. You know, it helps with circulatory things. It's anti-inflammatory. It's excellent, excellent. So butcher's broom is your herb.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Peace and blessings. Oh, wow. Got all of these crazy little herbs over here. We had a good time on the show tonight. We have about 17 minutes. I'm going to get to the rest of the callers. But I want to thank you guys so much for calling in. Make sure you download, and make sure you like the show over on Facebook. Go to the Remix Family page. If you like it, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it as well, too. Leave a comment. I'd love to hear your feedback. No, you can always reach out to me for a reading if you want to do that as well, too. And just by emailing me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And Sister Munya and myself will be able to connect with you there as well, too. Also know that if you haven't gotten the Know Your Magic audio workbook, hundreds have downloaded it from all over the world, and you can go to MissBlueBlast.com, and you can go there, download it, no waiting list, right there, and have it there. It's over 4 hours of everything about knowing your magic and really taking care of yourself, tapping into that energy, that higher energy within yourself. I take you through so many different exercises where you can begin to know your magic. So I wanted to put that out there as well. We're going to go to the next caller because we do have a few more people on the line here that have their hand raised, and we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 513. I don't think I got to you yet. 513, you're live in the remix.
I was just on. It's Lauren.
Oh, okay, Lauren. I apologize. Let me go to the next caller. Next caller calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I am Nakia, and I am out of San Diego. Hi, Blue.
Hello. Greetings to you. Greetings.
And I was calling, of course, I want an herb. But I also wanted to say that two Fridays ago when you had your show about far as moving, if you want to move somewhere and things that we can do, I just want to say thank you. I feel like you were talking to me, and I am moving.
Well, great, great, beautiful, beautiful. Well, you know, the herb that came up for you is the yellow dock. And the yellow dock, a nickname, which I love this nickname, and I think this speaks to your personality as well, it's called the cool cleaner. Yeah, it's called the cool cleaner. I thought, wow, the cool cleaner. So the yellow dock, it really helps. The yellow dock is also one. I know we had some people that had sort of, that was anemic, that really has a problem with iron. In their blood as well, too, and helping with fatigue, it really, really helps to this as well, too. And the other thing that it's excellent for is that it is a cleaner. It's a laxative as well, too. So it really, really helps with that. But this is the – you can actually have this one, but it works as a laxative, but there's no discomfort with it. It also – the yellow dock helps to balance – it helps to balance the acid. So it reduces the acidity within the body and within the body as well, too. And it smooths sort of the stomach and the bowels lining. So it's just really that thing that when you think of being nice and smooth and cool, this is the herb for that, the yellow dock as well. It's excellent if you have any type of eczema as well. So you can use that for anti-inflammatory for the skin, any kind of blood-related skin disorder. It detoxifies the tissues. What else does it do? It breaks up any kind of congestion. It reduces any kind of inflammation. And you can take it as a cool tea. So that's the excellent thing. If you have any kind of congestion within your lymph system in the body, the lymphatic system in the body, it really helps to remove these toxins from out of the body. And it does it ASAP. It does it right away. So itchy skin, you can actually take a bath with yellow dock. And one of the things, whenever you're doing your herb bath, because you can give children herb baths too for people who have thought about this, for kids who may have eczema, what you can do is actually take a sock and put the herbs in the sock and then take the sock and wrap it around where the water comes out. I can't even think right now. The faucet in the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah, and wrap it around there and let the water kind of pour through the sock and the herbs so you don't have all the herbs everywhere. And then as soon as you're finished filling up the bathtub with the water, tie the sock in a knot and just let it float around in the bathtub. And this way the herbs can get out and work itself in the bathtub as well, too. Now, yellow dock also is excellent for controlling fibroids within the uterus. As well, too. So it helps with that. With fibroids, it eases any kind of menstrual, heavy bleeding. So yellow dock is that cool cleaner. So when you want to think about something to just kind of clean you out all over, yellow dock is it.
Well, yellow dock it is. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. I needed that. Going into a new place, I just think that's the best thing for me to be doing right now.
Oh, yes, it is. To have you yellow dock, you can just smooth. You can be nice and cool and smooth your way on in. Let us know how the move goes as well, too. So peace and love to you.
Thank you. I sure will.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. The next caller calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is EK calling in from West Palm.
Greetings to you. Did you say what's your name?
EK.
EK. Greetings,
yeah.
EK. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, I just called in to find out my herb.
Okay. All right. And you have one of my favorites. And one of my favorites is actually called marshmallow. Have you heard of marshmallow, the herb?
Yeah.
Yes, well, marshmallow. And marshmallow is excellent. And for those of you who have not worked with marshmallow before, what it does is you can actually simmer it. It's going to make like a froth on the top, almost like an egg white. It kind of really reminds you of that, what you would think of like a marshmallow. It kind of puts you in the mind of that. It will pull itself. It looks sort of like a marshmallow in a sense. And what it can be used for, it's an anti-inflammatory as well, too. It's excellent for that. It has a lot of healing powers, and it brings relief very, very quickly. And that's one of the things about the marshmallow that is excellent when working with it, is it brings relief. It helps with anything, fighting any kind of disease. It's excellent if you have weakness going on in your kidneys. You can actually begin to treat it naturally with a cup of marshmallow tea about like 2 times a day for 5 days doing it. 5 is the number of change. So you want to do it for 5 days. And by working with it for 5 days, what's going to happen is you'll see a breakthrough, and then you're going to continue the treatment. You may want to kind of lean up some on it and then take it back again. But it's excellent for all of those. So you can do the tea. The tea is going to be excellent. And you want to take it. Some people would recommend, or some practitioners would recommend, you use marshmallow like a spoonful a day. And that helps to keep disease away. For those of us who may be dealing, or I should say those of you guys that are dealing with things like diabetes, but you're not on insulin, you're not insulin dependent, marshmallow actually helps to lower the blood sugar rate as well, too. So the tea is excellent for that. It's protein for those who are vegetarians that need to build sort of kind of muscles. To build their muscles as well, too. And it helps with everything in the fifth chakra, in the throat, the larynx, the bronchial. So any kind of throat inflammation, it's excellent for that as well, too. So, wow. It can also be used, you can actually use it on wounds, too, externally as well, too. So the tea is excellent. You want to begin to do that as well, too. You can also squeeze a little bit of a fresh orange and put it in the marshmallow, and that'll be excellent. So that's the tea that came up for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Peace and love. All right, you guys, we have about 7 minutes left to go in the forum, so I want to give this out really, really quick. Somebody asked me early on, what are some of the ones, herbs, that we need to have on hand? So I'm going to go down the list, and I'm going to give you some of Miss Blue's herbs that I recommend that we have on hand. And the first one that I'm going to recommend that you have is elderberry. Elderberries is one of the herbs. Elderberry, garlic, onion, cinnamon, chamomile, elderflower, ginger, marshmallow root, fennel, what else? Red clover. Did I say cinnamon? Cinnamon. Plantain leaves. You want to have that. Linden flower is excellent. And you want to have your oils on there. Echinacea you want to have. Golden seal. And you want to have some raw honey. And I am big for, when I make any recommendations, particularly on the holistic side, for having honeys that are in your local area. So you want to try to find those in your local area, but honey is one. So those are going to be some of the major ones. Go back, download this show. Lots of information here, lots of things that you can begin to do. If you guys have questions, post them on either the Remix Family Wall or send me an email, and I'll get to you as soon as I can. This has been a blast. I want to say thank you to everybody for sharing, because everyone shared, whether you were in the chat room or whether you were here coming over to the presentation. Big thanks to Brother I for helping us drive the bus over to our road trip so that we were able to go over there. That was really fun. We'll be doing more trips like that and taking a look at other things. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it and leave a comment over on Facebook. Like the show on Facebook. Like it. Download this show and all the other Remix shows as well. well, too. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. We will be back Sunday night. I want to thank each and every one of you. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to all of you out there. Let's get into, you know, let's get into our herbs. Because there's so much to learn, and I enjoyed sharing this with you guys. Don't forget the warrior in the sock. Don't forget to drink your triple goddess healing water. Don't forget to make that. I would love for you guys to make these things, take pictures, put them up on the Remix family wall. If you have a recipe or something else and you want to share it over there. That's the place that we do. So love you guys. It was so much fun. It was so much fun and so much learning. We had fun. I'm going to gather up all of my herbs here in my little basket. Like Little Red Riding Hood, I'm going to go back into the kitchen, and I'm going to get me some more of my Triple Goddess water. And who knows, maybe I will do take another shower with some herbs. That's always nice to do. Just go grab some of these herbs and throw it back in the shower again and go take another shower with the herbs. Talk about getting psycho sexy cool. All right, everyone. So peace and love to you guys. See you on Sunday. And don't forget to download. Don't forget to like the show as well. See you then. Peace.